You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Do I look like a Bill Miller's girl?
Yes, exactly what you look like. Yep, that's
it. You're gonna crash.
God damn it.
Jess is going to crash into a fucking smell.
Like it's just like on a eat curb.
And welcome to another edition of Comedian Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are happy campers.
We are.
Talking about what today, Regan?
Three fantastical topics. Topic number one is, what mythical creatures do you believe exist or existed? Topic number two, tell us about a time that your parents defended you to a teacher. Mm-hmm. And topic number three, what is in your pantry right now that you'll probably never eat?
Fuck.
And we are pleased as punch to have on the podcast for the first time, but
first time,
very old school CAG friend and family, I'd say,
Miss
right. Jessica Brezenio. How are you?
Hello.
Yay!
Hello.
Yay!
Jessica.
Now, you made the silly comment. Yeah, do the do, Jess. You made the silly comment that you're nobody, but you are somebody because this is the first of a few GoFundMe-sponsored guests. So you donated to us to be an actual podcast guest.
Yes.
You own this podcast.
You do own this podcast.
I bought myself some friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Why would you do that?
And why us?
A bunch of IOUs from years past.
Right.
No, we're very, very blown away that you would do that. We're very humbled and appreciative of you helping us out.
They are.
I've known y'all forever. Yeah. I've known Larry for over...
Ooh, date us. Let me see.
Yeah, how long?
Since 98?
High school? 97.
97, 98?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so
then,
that's what year of high school?
It's 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be 19 years.
Yikes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I posted that this week. It was like,
it doesn't look like it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I look like it's been like 40 years for
Larry.
Me.
I still get them young.
I was hooking up my old game systems and I hooked up my Saturn and I was taking pictures of it and I was like, oh shit, this is considered retro gaming.
Hardcore retro gaming.
That was considered retro gaming when I was in college.
Nice.
Yeah, nobody plays a Saturn.
Actually, you were,
Yeah, I never, even when I worked at GameStop, I never sold
Saturn stuff, ever.
Yeah. You're like, I was playing a vinyl the other day and it freaked me out because it's like, wow, this is considered vintage. Yeah, it's fucking vinyl.
Yeah.
What does a Saturn play, a CD?
Yeah.
That's vintage now.
It does play vintage.
CDs, total vintage. Period. Someone told me to burn a CD the other day, and I was like,
Yeah. I was just about to do one of those again today.
Burn a CD?
Make an MP3 CD for my car.
Wow, man.
I know.
Does aux cable that shit?
But it's broken.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Believe me, it's not my first choice to burn a CD. The aux cable.
Yeah, you got like a couple of spare copies of the Green Album. Sling around, just throw it in the car.
Well, I could do it, but now I make the MP3 CD for those of you listening
like
who don't know.
Five loose copies of Tool's Undertow.
You can put more songs on the MP3 CD than audio tracks on an audio CD.
So, Jessica, if you were going to burn a CD right now, and it's 1998.
Ooh.
98? What would you put on that CD that you would burn? First track.
First track?
Because it's like, this is me, y'all.
High school?
It's 1998.
Right. So what grade were you in 98?
She was a
sophomore. I was a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was a junior.
I don't even remember.
So you're like, all right.
What songs were out? Because I was a weird, I'm still weird.
It doesn't matter, yeah. Like,
I don't even.
What defines high school for you then? What song?
No. I'm not saying like, you know.
Like what song in general?
A song of that time.
No.
What
for
would you?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Even if
for
it's
you,
like an old song.
For you, Jessica, what defines high school? What one track?
One track defines high school?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember.
Make up your mind. I'm not saying that I'm singing it.
Is that yours?
No, just
yours. What's yours? Like Mamas and Papas?
No,
and
we're here and our dogs to find her. That's it. That's everybody's high school.
Nope.
I don't know. Maybe Beastie Boy song.
Yeah.
I think yeah. Like Sabotage.
Yeah.
That takes me back.
Intergalactic.
Yeah.
94, man. I'm older than you guys, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you're born in the, y'all were born in the 70s.
I'm a child of the 70s. That is right. Okay. I was born and raised by a bunch of hippies.
Had one girl, she told me, she's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I was born in the 90s. She's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've heard that. You're dealing with people born in the 2000s, right?
It's terrifying. It is.
2000 and late, dude.
That's not a thing, but yeah.
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 So.
Time to eat and talk.
You've been never on the podcast, but you've been listening for a long time.
Yes.
What's your favorite public access memory, would you say?
I think when, I don't remember his name.
Okay.
He's a comedian, and right. He came on, and y'all were talking about your circle jerks.
Mm.
What?
That was Paul. That was Paul.
Like, who would be behind us and who would be in front of us? Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a bonus episode. Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I think y'all were also talking about, like, because you were saying you had, like, a total man crush on...
Mike Rowe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were discussing who we'd be okay with.
Boning and boning us.
But no, it was a total jerk. And HJs.
It was a perfect... It was a question.
It's just a total circle
it was
jerk.
It was a fan submitted question. Like, what would you be your circle jerk dream team or something like that?
Yeah. And why was that... The one thing that sticks out
because
we barely remember.
That's a better question.
Yeah, I remember it. It's pretty good.
No, I remember it too. I fucking never forget. I dream about it sometimes.
I just.
You just enjoy imagining those scenarios with all of us.
Yeah, Andrew James Keenan and Mike Patton next to me. And like, if I have to jerking them off is like incidental with like, man, what was it like just, making that,
out?
You know, doing Dr. Love by Kiss together.
He's like, can you just shut up, man? Can you just shut up?
Yeah, because he's like, I'm just trying to come. Yeah.
I just thought it was hilarious because he was like, well, why don't you buy a Ford, you fag? Like, he was telling us.
Oh, no, that was goddamn fucking Todd Larson.
Oh, Todd Larson.
Oh, did we talk circle jerks with Todd Larson?
Yes.
I guess we've talked to circle jerks multiple times then.
No. Yes, you have.
Fuck him. Yeah. He's not listening because he's not a guest. Do you hear that? People listen, even if you're not a guest.
You hear that, Todd Larson?
He's probably on Facebook Live right now in Los Angeles, like I'm going to support my friends.
No, there's not a chance.
No.
There's not a chance.
He's in L.A. now.
Todd Larson is
living
not
the Hollywood
ever
life
going to watch
on somebody's
this
couch, probably.
And if you are...
No, he's got his own place. Man. No, he's on someone's couch. Todd, I love you, man. If you see Craig Shoemaker, man, tell him Blair said, fuck you, man.
He did.
Yeah, but Larry's like, I'll open for you any day. So,
so you went to the fabled St. Gerard's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's still there.
Go Royals. Go Royals,
now,
bitch.
At your time at this high school.
Royals.
Do you remember?
Was it like a bulldog?
Nah, man, it's a crown.
Yeah.
Or should I say, how big of a
Kansas City Royals.
How big of a deal was it when Larry got those two rebounds that one basketball game?
I didn't see that.
Oh, no, she was too busy dancing and cheering for me.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't like see it happen. She just saw the ruckus.
After those two rebounds.
Of my two rebounds.
Did they make a poster for you? Or?
Well, I made the paper. What were those boxes that you would have to make for football players? Like, what were those called?
I didn't make the cheerleaders had to make them. I think they were like team box, like.
But you're a dance team.
Team sports. They were different, totally different.
Yeah, she was dance team, y'all.
Dancer.
Yeah, not a cheer.
Not a cheer. Although I did have to step in for competition because I was a little tiny thing.
Everybody knows that cheer girls are the dumb ones.
But here's the big misconception.
That's not true.
There was three students that were our cheerleaders, right?
Okay.
Lisa Vasquez.
Do you remember Lisa Vasquez?
Yes.
Chris Maggot, a dude.
Yes.
Chris Maggot.
And his sister, Elizabeth Maggot.
Yes.
Did they own the Maggot's grocery store off Commerce?
I don't know.
Possibly.
Because that's a thing that I was like, who wants to shop there?
Yeah, it was just unfortunate.
It's a grocery store.
Chris Maggot's
Let
Meat Mart.
Let us know.
Maggot's Meat Mart. Like, seriously, that's what it was. It was like Maggot's.
Yeah, because it was...
Get your meat here, your mouth.
It was spelled like that.
Yes, and it was spelled like Maggot.
And Chris was a very effeminate guy who was closeted.
What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah. No, what is
this
dream with?
But when he came back from college, he was totally out. Like,
he got his
nipples pierced, and I remember everything when he came and visited.
Believe me, I've seen enough students come through, and then once they graduate high school, go off to college, and you're like, finally, you got to be yourself.
Yeah.
He got away from the family. Because his mom and dad, the parents were very involved in St. Gerard's.
Yeah.
That's got to be them, right? Because it's on the east side, right?
I would assume so, because they were like, one of the few, like, white
kids. Yeah. They were on the east side.
Yeah. There was the Maggots and the Weinheimers. Those were the only.
Oh, that. God. For sure, the Weinheimers.
Oh, San Antonio Weinheimers.
Oh, Weinheimer.
It was like a name in St. Gerard's. There were, and then, of course, Lopez.
Yeah.
Well.
And motherfucking Garza, bitches. One and only.
Garza? To rebound Garza?
Yeah, exactly. Prom King Garza?
That's right, Prom King. Yeah. I voted for Larry.
Whoa! Yeah. You voted for Larry!
Yeah.
I did vote
just
for
once,
Larry.
Or did you like do multiple ballots for him?
No, they can only give you one.
Oh, no ballot
stuffing.
So it's legit. No ballot stuffing.
All 20.
There was no ballot stuffing.
There was like 20 people there, y'all. And my advantage was that I didn't go to St. Gerard's since freshman year, so I knew some of the kids that were from other schools that were dates of people, and they're like, "Oh yeah, vote for Larry because I don't know anybody else." And I was like, "Yep,
yeah, hell yeah,
long live the king,
big time, baby."
He was popular. Don't let him.
Oh, we know.
No, that was popular.
Yeah. He's not trying to fool us into thinking he's not popular.
Two rebound Garza, dude.
He was the most popular.
He was a man for the people.
Yeah,
every school, mm-hmm. place of employment, like 18 and under dance club.
Like when you went to Kabooms? And
Dude, they all knew when you went to Kabooms, I was going to get at least two rebounds.
Yeah. Wait.
Well, they had a basketball court in Kabooms.
Did they?
Yeah, fuck yeah, they did. Did you ever go to Kabooms?
I've never heard of it.
It's off 90. All right. For those of you not from San Antonio, for those listeners not from San Antonio, Kabooms was a teenage nightclub.
Which is a great idea.
Yeah, all of those hormones were kicking. They had a bridge, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So all the girls would wear skirts and fucking booty dance on the bridge. And all the horny dudes were underneath, you know. But we're still children. And for whatever reason, inside the... This is a dance club.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They had a basketball rim.
Well, so you know, all these kids
and Tommy Hilfiger shirts and
playing basketball. And wait, so there's a basketball rim and there was basketballs available for mm-hmm. kids to play.
That's a good icebreaker, though.
Yeah, it felt.
And you want to like impress like the you know girls you're like? Interested in
the Foot Clan layer.
What was I going to say? Was it not just an old high school gym? Like
no,
that kind of feeling?
Is a dance club.
No, but it gave it that feel of like, we want the kids.
It used to be a warehouse.
We want the kids to feel like they're at gym and their gym and like having a dance, like they're at school. So they
when your finger in a chick, you know, it's just like you would like a gym.
So when Garza...
No, dude, that's all that was finger central. That place is just
Or it just like made the parents feel better, like, oh, I'm taking them to school. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, they're really
gave
going out partying.
False sense of security for the parents.
I went once and I wasn't allowed back.
What's the other ones? Because that's
good. They're like, you know what?
There's like three of them and there's like one other one that I was just
were
like,
you playing with glue? No, we had Rocky J's. But
yeah,
I went to Rocky J's.
That
was just you played pool.
I went to Rocky J's.
It was non-alcoholic fun. And Rocky J's and Q-Sticks, which is...
I remember Q-Sticks.
And you'd play pool. And
where was Q-Sticks? I remember Rocky
cigarettes.
J's. There was multiple Rocky J's.
You could
J's.
Smoke cigarettes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, there's multiple Rocky J's. Q-Sticks was on the northeast side. Q-Sticks
was... No. There was Rocky J's and there was Diamond J's.
Diamond J's. That's right.
Diamond J's. Okay, so Diamond J's is what I remember. But
so, you're a kid, you know, fucking got a cigarette, right? Some of those kids brought their own pool sticks.
Mark Riojas. I was going to say no one did that. I'm
Mark
like, oh, okay.
Riojas did.
Oh.
He had a glove with the the two fingers. I had a glove too.
You did?
With these fingers.
Oh, gosh.
I went to diversions.
It's terrible.
I went to diversions too. But
so speaking of that, we've mentioned you in a podcast in the past, were a Soul Calibur phenom.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of. Not really.
You had a nickname.
I did.
When you know you play a video game a lot, is when you have a nickname.
When you have a gamer name?
Do you have a gamer name?
No. Like my gamer tag, but that's not
sure.
Like,
but like back when you were in diversions, they weren't like, hey, what's up, Rufio?
Yeah. No, get the fuck out of the way, asshole. It's my turn. There was no nickname.
Jess was like 35 back when the kids were playing. He's like, I don't dick around with nicknames.
Right.
No.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sir, I got next, sir. I got next.
I was not that old.
Sir.
What was your nickname?
Sir, we need this machine fixed, sir.
I don't work
here.
I'm
in my corner.
I don't work here. I'm trying to play too. I'm trying to play Metal Slug.
Sir, are you testing out the machine, sir?
Wow, they brought a tester from Neo Geo.
Sorry. What was your gamer name?
Okay, I never revealed it to, but I'm going to.
All right, here it is.
It's okay. So my gamer name was Foxy Mouse.
Foxy Mouse.
That was my gamer name.
Foxy
Mouse. Very embarrassing.
I don't think it's embarrassing.
Did you come up with it yourself?
No.
See, then it can't be embarrassing.
It's like your gang name, bro. You can't come up with it yourself. You have to be given one.
You're going
to
be Sad Girl 2. Because Sad Girl 1's still alive. And you can't,
Foxy Mouse.
And we don't want to call her Big Sad Girl because she's got, you know.
You want to call Girl Big.
Yeah. Back, she's Foxy self-conscious.
Mouse and two Rebound Garza and Sir.
And Happy Panda.
And Sir. Hey, Mr. Sir.
Mr. Sir.
So where would you jam on Soul Calibur most often?
On Culebra.
Just on the street?
Culebra Diversions on Culebra. But that's what you call it. You call it Culebra.
So did you have gloves with no fingers?
No.
Damn.
No. But I did have like a gamer stick.
What? What's a gamer stick?
Well, it's like an arcade stick.
Yeah.
I had an arcade stick.
But that's when you go play at someone's house, right? That's
Like, that's when you played on the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Yeah. I wasn't very good with the remote control because I was so used to the arcade.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's also not as good. The controller, playing fighting games with the controller is just not as cool.
Well, I mean, if you're not good at games, then I understand.
Yeah. No, like, you know, when, you know, you're good like me, you know.
No, but I mean, I guess you have to be, it has to be a certain way for it to work, but if you're good at games like I am.
No, I can play both. I can kick your ass on either controller,
I mean, you need the...
I don't need the
old man controller.
I'll use the old man controller.
Like the calculator with the giant, like, button.
I can't touch these buttons.
Yeah. Oh, fat fingers, I dialed the wrong number. But it's cool. No, Jess, I mean, whatever you need to...
I'll use either or.
When's the last time you've played
a video game? I'll use either or.
No, okay. Man, it's cool.
No, it isn't cool, man.
I haven't played a video game since my early 20s. I burnt out. The only reason why I got into it was I was dating a gamer. Mm-hmm. And he was Tekken. So he gave me, I guess, like a quote-unquote girly game, which was Soul Calibur.
Well, that's a girly game?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit
bad
more...
fucking weapons.
It's more button-mashing, quote-unquote. Yeah. But there's some tech to Soul Calibur.
So, and
not the later ones, though.
At San Antonio College, there was the Tekken arcade, and then right next to it was the Soul Calibur arcade that nobody really went to. Except for a couple of guys would go up there, and then... The guy was dating, he would just teach me some things, and then I just really got into one character, which was Sungmina.
Sungmina, dude.
She's the one with the...
giant spear.
Yeah, giant spear. I just loved
cheating,
her.
That's cheating, bro.
No, it's not cheating. It's learning how to play.
Yeah. But I just loved it because I was a girl in that field, I guess, of gaming.
You were breaking glass ceilings for other women who wanted to play video
games. Quote, unquote, yeah, sure.
It was you're like the Rosa Parks of video games.
In San Antonio.
Yes.
Right.
There was only a few of us girls that actually gamed.
You're the Aaron Brockovich of gaming.
Right. Yeah. You were like Adam Sandler on Pixels, but for video games.
Did you see that movie?
Yeah, man.
Yes. Great. Yes.
You saw it too?
No, fuck no.
Gunner loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's awesome, dude. It's a good movie.
It's got Adam Sandler in it.
Adam Sandler, which, you know, fucking brings the heat, like, everything he does. Kevin James plays the president.
Fuck, man.
Who the fuck it
makes
thought,
total sense.
Dude?
Total sense.
I wonder if my dad would like Pixels.
Nah. It's about video games.
But it's about video games to people who don't like video games.
And it's actually
games.
Very visual, isn't it?
I'm just wondering because Larry's becoming my dad.
Oh, yeah, he dig it, man.
Like, Larry doesn't like movies.
It's hilarious, dude. The fucking, what's Game of Thrones name?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, little bit of Game of Thrones is in it. Fucking Frozen's in it.
Is it Dinklage?
Dinklage is in it.
Yeah, the voice of Frozen. Fucking.
The voice of Frozen.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, he's all like. Hey, I'm Frozen.
Olaf.
Yeah, there you go.
The voice of Olaf.
Yeah, the voice of Frozen.
Okay.
He's in it, right?
Frozen Olaf.
Fucking, what's his name? And then that other dude, they're in it, and fucking, like, they just go, Pixels! It's good, man.
Sounds stellar.
Totally
like
stellar.
A horrible, horrible game.
It's not a game, it's a movie.
Oh, okay, I'll watch it.
But it feels like it's a game. It's really good.
It's a good game.
Yep. Better or worse than The Revenant?
As good?
Well, you got to think about it like this. I could watch Pixels twice.
Yeah.
While the Revenant's still like, my bear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You saw the Revenant?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
What?
Dude.
Why?
You know what a Tekken fan would like Revenant? Because it was
Kuma.
It was Kuma. And fucking, he was, what's his name?
From Paul.
Paul. Thank
Kuma
you.
Kuma versus Paul.
It was Kuma versus Paul, but then the continuation after Kuma, or after Paul wins.
Kuma wins. Kuma well, wins. That's a draw. Spoiler alert. It's the beginning of the movie. It's not really spoiling anything.
That's what the movie's about.
Yeah.
He's ruined the whole movie.
Yeah, so.
No, that's fine.
Your boyfriend's gamer name.
At the time?
Yeah.
He's got a new one?
Yeah, well.
At the time?
You gotta evolve. Well, you gotta change your name.
At the time, I mean. All
right. Right.
Racer.
Racer?
And he played Tekken?
Yeah.
Fuck that dude.
But he was an electronic racer, so he was E-Racer. What?
What? He evolved to E-Racer.
E-Racer.
He started as E-Racer.
And then he became E-Racer.
And then I dated another gamer, and his gamer name was Nori.
Nori?
In
the noodles?
Yeah.
I had, like, the controllers.
No, like, the...
I don't know.
Pasta.
Well, Nori is a, like, they make...
Seaweed.
I think he just made that, yeah.
But I don't remember, like how he got it.
But everyone called them by their gamer names, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you call them by your gamer name?
No.
Good for you. You weren't like, Pixels, I love you.
No. Pistons.
That's a good gamer name, Pixels.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Well, I guess maybe so.
That yeah, like if you're in like old school games like Jess, because Jess is into like old school classic
I am into
games.
Old school classic
like
games.
Like PS2. Like he plays Madden 98.
Mm-hmm. Maybe even 97.
You're a classic gamer, man.
Old school.
Like, he's got, like, Xbox, like...
Regular
360,
Xbox.
360, dude.
He's got an Xbox.
I got an Xbox. Got Ninja still? Turtles on it.
Ooh, Ninja oh, yeah, but a jailbroken one.
Yeah, dude.
So use it as your DVD player still.
So if you had to have to play one game with Jess...
Why would she want to even do that?
One video game. Be,
with
I don't
her
know.
Against.
I don't play video games anymore.
That's
yeah, she already
that's,
said
but that's
that.
Why the question.
Mm.
You had to play one game with Jess that you feel that you can beat him at. What game would it be? Probably any fighting game because he's not that good.
I would do the Soul Calibur because that's the only one I did, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She can probably beat me. I haven't played that in a long time. And I was really never good at that one.
I haven't done that forever.
I mean, you're not that good at games.
Of course not.
Not fighting games.
Not fighting games.
Yeah.
Especially 2D.
Jess is good at games that take 140 hours to play.
Where you go into a room.
See, I can't play those games. I can't play the
Nobody
ones.
Can.
Because I get a headache. Where, like, I move the arrow and it moves everything. It gives me a headache.
You can't play.
I get like motion sickness.
So do I. It's like Myst.
I tried playing Kingdom Hearts. I think that was the last time I played a video game was when the first Kingdom Hearts came out. Lord knows how long
Jess
that was.
Jess loved Kingdom Hearts.
I did love Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. I loved Kingdom Hearts.
Who'd you play as, dude? Donald Duck?
You play as everybody. You play as Sora, and you play as Donald Duck and Goofy, and then fucking Tarzan shows up, Beast, and then part two at Tron.
Stupid.
It actually kind of is pretty stupid. Like,
but when,
like,
now when they make Kingdom Hearts,
dare you say that?
Now when they make Kingdom Hearts,
it's dumb, but it works. It's good. I like it.
Like now when they make Kingdom Hearts, sir, do you think that they're gonna have fucking Marvel characters and Star Wars characters because Disney owns them, sir?
No,
why not?
Yeah,
because they've already been making it, so they're not gonna throw in Star Wars. They're not gonna do the whole Patton Oswalt thing.
What's the Patton Oswalt thing?
Sir,
Patton Oswalt had an outtake on. Parks and Recs, and he was doing a filibuster, and his filibuster was he was talking about how Disney was finally going to cross over Marvel and Star Wars and to make them like cross over, but it was a filibuster, so he's purposefully going on and on how the Marvel characters enter in the Star Wars universe, and it's like this it never aired, but it's like online and it's like 9 minutes long. And it's fucking ridiculous. It's super.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. It's super ridiculous.
So they're not going to totally butcher it? Butcher Star Wars and...
Well, it's funny because it started to make sense. Everything he was saying, like, on a dorky level, was like, oh, yeah, that could work, I guess. Like, that's what kind of took off virally because it was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. That's how they would do that. So you can have...
Iron Man. But Patton Oswalt is a Disney spokesperson, man. He's Ratatouille.
He is Ratatouille,
so you can't trust what
Can you
he
play
says.
As Ratatouille in Kingdom Ooh, Hearts?
Maybe.
Can you do that?
They haven't said. Not yet.
Who would win? Hey,
part
sir,
three's in the making.
Sir. Sir
who would win in a fight? Ratatouille or Mickey Mouse?
Ratatouille. Damage. Why?
Because he's a better cook. So he's better fed.
Hey, but Mickey Mouse, he's a sorcerer's apprentice.
Well,
Fantasia for real.
Dude, in Kingdom Hearts, he would win because Mickey Mouse uses a keyblade and Ratatouille's just a rat that cooks food.
Hey, but you just said Ratatouille, so now you're
I wasn't talking about Kingdom Hearts, dog.
Fucking flip-flop.
I wasn't talking about Kingdom Hearts, dog.
Are we going to the beach because I see some flip-flops?
Yeah, bro, it's early breakfast time because I smell some waffling.
Yeah, man, get the worm. You got the worm, S.A. You got the worm.
We're talking about two different universes, dog.
So who would win? Ratatouille, Mickey Mouse, Danger Mouse, or fucking Jerry?
Or Yoda.
Like in Kingdom Hearts or for whatever's?
Dude.
Yoda's going to fucking win. Yoda wins street match, dog.
No, not Yoda.
Throw Yoda out of there.
Jerry.
He's
Danger
dead.
Mouse.
He's dead,
dog. Mouse.
He's dead.
Ratatouille.
Or Mickey Mouse.
Or Mickey Mouse, dude.
Or Speedy Gonzalez, all five.
What about Mighty Mouse?
God damn!
Mighty Mouse?
Yeah, he's a super. He doesn't count.
No, you know what? Mighty Mouse counts because Danger Mouse is in there.
But Danger Mouse is not a spy, dog.
He's a regular dog.
But is Pinfold with him?
No. Just Danger Mouse.
These are all regular mices.
Regular mices.
Who wins?
But what kind of fight?
Bullshit.
Street fight.
Fuck you.
See, just answer the question.
Why are you being political about it, dude?
Hey, I gotta think about my options, dog. You want to upset one party, you gotta fucking make everybody happy.
Nah, straight answers. 30 seconds, go. Who'd win in a rat fight?
Fucking Ratatouille would win. You know why? Because he was fucking raised in the streets, dog. He was raised in the fucking country. And you want to fucking, like, learn how you, like, go from the bottom to the top? That's Ratatouille. Mickey Mouse, he was fucking born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Agreed.
The entire time.
Agreed.
And then Danger Mouse, he's British, so he's all fucking, like, just, he's already silver spoon. He's high class. Ratatouille, he was born from the streets, dog.
Speedy.
He learned how to become a man and infiltrate the high class from the lower. And his family, they taught him how to fucking fight and live, dog. Right. If he was a normal, like if Mickey Mouse got caught in the sewer, he'd die. And Danger Mouse, if he didn't have his fucking toys in Pinfield, he'd die too because he didn't have his fucking spy supplies. But Ratatouille, he could fucking live in the sewers, dog, and then cook a good shrimp souffle.
Wrong answer.
Incorrect.
It's Speedy Gonzalez. Everybody knows that.
Come on, dude.
You didn't say Speedy Gonzalez, dog.
Yeah, you sure did.
No,
yeah.
Fucking y'all counting him out.
All right.
Y'all threw him out, dog. Why is Speedy Gonzalez win?
Because
he's from the real streets, bro.
He's
streets
from
of Guadalajara, bro, man. He's cut people before.
Yeah,
he's
but fast. if he drinks the wrong water, dog, it just has opposite effects.
No, he's immune to it.
No, but other waters, dog.
Nah, he's good.
Yeah, you're wrong.
So, Jessica, what was you've seen us perform on stage for years, right?
Yes.
As the sketch comedy group.
Have you been in one of them also?
Oh,
yeah.
I was about to ask which was one of your favorite sketches that you remember.
The one I was in.
I was going to say, yeah, the one that you were in, which is one of the best, greatest things that we've ever done.
The Fanoodles.
Which is a Fanoodle sketch where we pretended to be, what was the name of the actual group?
The real group?
The Wiggles,
yeah.
It was a show for kids, and we pretended to be the Fanoodles, and we had real world topics for children, mm-hmm. like divorce,
mm-hmm.
Adoption,
choice, a woman's choice.
Masturbation.
That was because you were stuck watching the Wiggles when Mikey was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that whole concept coming
creating.
Up in the at the CAG house.
Because I was like, these guys look too old. I wouldn't be comfortable with these guys talking to my children.
Yeah.
In real life.
They're creepy.
Very creepy.
Were they Aussies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's mosh creepy. Banana, mosh banana.
That's creepy in general, but.
Mosh banana, mosh banana.
They're called the Wiggles.
Mm-hmm.
This is a creepy name.
And then they had Admiral Cottonfoot.
Yeah, that's what the pirate was. The pirate wasn't made up. They actually had a pirate friend. Yeah. So it was like four dudes in color.
Fuck yar.
Yeah, shirts, and they just happened to know a pirate, too.
Yeah, and the pirate sang. The pirate, yeah, he was down
for it. Yeah.
And you played a teenage mom.
Kind
not
of a teen.
Well,
yeah,
not a
pregnant
teen.
I was like 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
Something horrific like that, yeah.
Something really terrible.
Something really awful.
So
knock on wood.
That's awful. It was not my idea. That part of it wasn't.
No,
yeah, it kind of was collectively our idea.
Take my name out.
I think it's still one of the greatest things we've ever done. We wrote a song called "You've Got Options."
I still remember the song.
The song is "You've Got Options," and it's the truth. It is telling the girl, this girl, she has options, abortion or adoption,
only to be outdone by the next song, "Jacking Off USA."
That's true.
That we did in front of children.
Yeah, that was great. We didn't plan on that.
Yeah, that wasn't like
nobody, but that was their fault.
People got up during my segment and left because I had to tell Regan because you actually had real children playing children parts.
And then you—that's right. We had real kids playing, and then you played.
He was your cousin.
Yep, my nephew. No. He was my cousin. Yeah, he played the part of an actual kid.
But with the divorce,
people probably thought that you were a real.
Well, at the time, yeah, I was even younger. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, and I had a Hello Kitty. I still remember. I had a Hello Kitty shirt.
Yeah.
Pajamas. I had my hair in pigtails. I didn't have any makeup on.
Yeah.
I really exaggerated my voice to a higher pitch.
Yeah.
Believe it or
impossible.
Not.
Impossible.
I know.
Yeah. It was the worst thing we've ever done.
Oh, God, no.
I had to tell Regan, I was like, can you please tell people that I am, I think I was 23, 22? Yeah.
You're definitely of age.
At the time, yeah. Still am.
Way too many times.
The only thing that made it the worst thing ever was the fact that we did a show with that thing and then there was children sitting in the front.
Well, not our
that
fault.
Particular but it was showing, that's all.
Controversial topic to begin with.
It's still going to be a controversial topic.
Because it was funny because we had to say, you know, do you see kids when an abortion is when you scoop out all the cookies and cream? And
yeah.
Yeah. That was a good part.
But you know what Comedia Go-Go is above anything else?
Progressive.
We're talking about real issues.
That's right. You go back, show footage of Bernie Sanders talking about the same shit in the 90s. Go back to Comedia Go-Go, man. Same shit, man.
We ain't afraid.
Same shit.
We're not afraid to take those topics. Hole. Like learning how to jack off.
Yeah.
That's still a good one.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
I enjoyed it. Yeah. Well, Jessica. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Sorry. Foxy Mouse.
That's not a moniker. No, it's not happening. All right.
Not so Foxy Mouse anymore.
Yeah. No, Foxy Mouse. We've done some shit. It's been years.
Yes.
Yeah. The years have torn like the pages of a calendar. And here we are.
I still remember when I first met Jess and first met Regan.
Yeah.
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 Regan scared me. I remember that.
I was pretty scary.
I was scary guy.
I had long hair.
Fuck.
He was a jerk.
Mm-hmm. And I had long hair.
Jerk didn't give a fuck, dude. And now you're a guy with short hair. Don't give a fuck, dude. I love it. Yeah.
Growing it back out.
Jess, you know, bald, glasses.
Yeah.
Like a gamer shirts.
Yep.
You talk about Bernie Sanders. Go back to Jeff Castro, dude.
Yeah, he's revolving there. Yeah,
the exact same thing. Every
exactly.
Year.
That's right. That's pretty much.
He's Louis from Interview with the Vampire. Everyone ages and dies and ages and dies.
Yeah, like there's
pretty much the same.
Yeah, there's a picture. I was going through photos and I was doing that sketch and I had a Pokemon shirt and it's Ash and Pikachu on the shirt. Like that's the shirt. I bought that shirt. Like, it wasn't like it was given to me. I bought that shirt. Like, I decided to buy that shirt. And then, so today, in one of those, like, little loot boxes I got, it's because it's Pokemon's 20th birthday. Yeah. It's a Charizard Charmander shirt. And I thought about that photo. I'm like, here we are. Like, 15, 16 years
later.
That's
because you're the trendsetter, Jess.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're the trendsetter.
You're like
just like you.
You're the Rosa Parks of your people.
I'm the Rosa Parks of adult men wearing cartoon shirts.
You're a hipster.
You're total hipster.
You're breaking glass ceilings.
But there should be a new word for you because you were the originator of the hipster before there was
a hipster. You're a hipster of hipsters.
I don't think that exists.
No, it totally does. Like, you were a hipster before it was cool.
I actually did do that stuff before it was
hopster.
Hip hopster.
Mm.
No.
It's a great shirt. It's Charmander. Hamster. It's Charizard and Charmander on their shirt.
Ratatouille. On there. Hamstar. Hamstar.
In a couple of years from now, we'll probably figure out the word because you are it now. And yeah.
Because they'll start calling people in Austin it.
Ex-Hamstar.
Yeah.
Ex-Hamstar.
It's a porn site.
Okay. Well.
I just got that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, it took me a second.
It should have taken you a second, and it should have taken me longer. But I knew. All right. Yeah, ex-Hamstar. All right, Brazzers. Well, we are looking forward to this episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jessica, Foxy Mouse. Yeah. Popping open another cold one. Facebook's live turned off, and so are we.
We are turned off now.
We are turned off.
You hear
Speaking
that?
Speaking of being turned off, it's Jess, what's your topic?
It's Lake Flaccid up in here.
Hey, happy International Ladies Day, ladies.
Yeah. Let's see that.
You're just turning into another exciting edition of, yeah, I'm looking at that, a segment where I talk about stuff like movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners would be, yeah, I'm looking at that. So this week, we're talking about The Mermaid. It's Stephen Chow's latest movie entitled The Mermaid. Stephen Chow, director, actor in China, very funny, hilarious filmmaker, made films such as Shaolin Soccer and CJ7 and the ever-so-wonderful Kung Fu Hustle. And now his latest movie is The Mermaid. And in China, it has broke multiple records. It has made the most money of any movie in China in one day. It has made over $500 million in its native country alone.
It's Damage. The Avatar of China.
It is the new Avatar of China. The movies continuously come out in China that break records, and now the new record holder is The Mermaid.
What does that say about their economy, Jess?
Yeah.
Well, it actually is very dependent on our movies because the record bearers in China are all the movies that we make and then they watch. They may bomb here, but they'll be big in China. Example would be Pacific Rim. Ugh. Huge in China, not so much big here.
Well, they love those Chinese. Yeah. They love them.
They love industry.
Robot movie.
They love robots. They love, and monsters.
They love robots.
And
they
Brianna.
They love Brianna. They love Battleship.
Brianna.
They love Transformers movies.
Brianna, Grandpa.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So when people ask, like, why did they make that movie? That movie looks stupid. Is because they make it for China. True story.
Nuh-uh, dude.
Yeah. Wow. Like, when people go, that fucking looks dumb, that's stupid. Well, no one gives a fuck what you care about. They care about what China thinks.
Because they're going to dump a whole lot of money on there.
They care about that money, son.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you about who else cares about money. Stephen Chow in his new movie, The Mermaid. And The Mermaid's about this rich tycoon guy who, with his new technology, ruins the eco-life of the sea and murders multiple mermaid people. Aww. And it's really sad. And so they send a mermaid assassin to murder this man, and when the mermaid shows up and finds him, he actually becomes smitten and falls in love with the mermaid that was sent out to kill him. So the movie turns into a romantic action comedy, I guess, a hybrid of sorts, and zaniness ensues a lot, what it looks like to be a lot like Stephen Chow's movies. Very action, cartoony, universally physical comedy, very just looks like a blast. It looks super awesome. $500 million. It's only been out for like a couple of weeks, I think.
Damn. Wow.
So massive, 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 massive. And Ip Man 3 that came out a few months ago, they're going to release it here in America in very limited screenings for like a week or maybe even a night. So us guys,
so people don't really
like
give Austin, a fuck about America.
New York, Austin.
Yeah.
No, actually, LA. In this case, we, San Antonio, get to see The Mermaid, whereas Austin does not.
Finally.
Oh, man, dude, really?
Yes, this is true.
Where at?
The Silverado 16.
They really?
Yeah.
When?
They haven't put out the date yet. The website's still in there. Actually, the website's out of date, dog. It says February, but it's already March, so it's
February.
Already
February.
So it came and went, and you just didn't know.
They came and went. And just
they probably
didn't know about
said that. They're like, "Yeah, it's in San Antonio. Oh, it came out in February.
Oh, I guess you missed it.
You totally missed it.
They probably did do that. Yeah, but yeah. But to Jessica's point, yeah, it's in L.A. It's in New York, and maybe we'll get it in town. So if you go to The Mermaid, you Google The Mermaid, Stephen Chow, and you will find the website from Sony that has the cities that are playing in your town. It's broken. The website's broken because all the links are like not there. So just look out for it. I'm like keeping an eye on it because I want to see it. Looks great. It looks like a lot of fun.
Is it like Kung Fu Hustle?
It looks, yeah. If you like Kung Fu Hustle, if you like Shaolin Soccer, if
I like both of those movies.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I think you would like the way The Mermaid looks. Very similar.
Sure. I've liked all of his movies.
Yeah.
Pretty much. The Alien one?
CJ7? Yeah.
CJ7 is fun.
I haven't seen that one. I didn't even know there was.
And then The Journey into the West or the.
That one's super weird, but
really,
yeah.
It's good.
Why are you shaking your head? You don't like CJ7?
I've never seen it. Those movies don't exist.
Perfect.
They're real.
I went to Redbox, they're not even there.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're not.
Is it on Netflix? Exactly. I know that Journey to the West
is on Netflix. I think CJ7's on Netflix.
It might have been.
Yeah. So, The Mermaid by Stephen Chow inspires the first topic for our podcast tonight. And the topic is, what mythical creature do you believe exists or existed at one point in time? The Mermaid is about mermaids. And there actually are people, there's documentaries about people who genuinely believe in the concept of mermaids.
All right.
So that's not too far out.
They're called seals.
No, mermaids. They actually,
I get that's what people thought, but when the fucking sailor was at night before there was fucking light that existed, well,
you obviously
seals.
Don't believe
Wait,
in mermaids.
Is that your answer?
No, I'm just saying that
just
would
believes
be
in mermaids,
exactly
y'all.
Right.
That's
dumb.
Why would you believe in mermaids?
Though? I wouldn't actually like. I wouldn't fully. Put that out of
really?
Touch. There might be some mermaids.
You know,
mermaids
coming from
might
a man
have existed.
That would bone a fish pillow. I get it now.
Now, I've seen shit.
Right,
I've
sorry.
Played some click and point games. I've seen some shit. Yeah, I've seen a game where they fuck a mermaid. It's hilarious.
Better way.
It is hilarious too.
Somebody fuck a fish or something?
No,
or
a mermaid.
A mermaid.
A mermaid. Yeah.
Ooh, look at this stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't it neat? Ooh. Ooh, this cock made something complete.
Oh, that exists.
Yeah,
right?
Totally,
that's
yeah.
for sure a thing.
That sure
yeah,
exists.
Aerial. All
right.
So what I actually do think exists,
right.
I really do believe exists. I believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
Damn it! That was my answer.
Right. I believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
Fuck.
I believe that's just what I think. Maybe, yep. maybe it's not around anymore. But I believe at one point in time, that thing existed.
Larry's
I think
answer.
There was a giant creature, and like Bill Hicks joked about in a bit, like a long time ago, about dinosaurs existing in the Bible, and then Jesus took a splinter out of its paw, and then he took it to Scotland. Like, kidding aside, I think that's what the Loch Ness Monster was. It was a leftover
prehistoric
creature that existed. Whether it's there anymore, probably not, but I do think that that existed. I believe in a Loch Ness Monster. I believe in giant prehistoric creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. I believe that. There's other things I believe in, but we can go down the list of things that I'd be like, yeah, I wouldn't count that out. But
well,
out of all the gonzo ideas,
yeah.
the craziest one that I would believe in, mythical creature-wise, I think that would be the zaniest thing that I'd be like, yeah, I can believe in that.
Well, that was hardcore, my answer.
Why wasn't your answer?
Exact same reason,
thing.
Too. There's dinosaurs that still exist to this day. You know, there's big, what are those? Narwhals. Narwhals, those horned fucking dolphins or whatever.
Yeah, but they're not dinosaurs.
No, but I mean, it's like, you know, who would think that existed?
Yeah, it's an evolutionary chain away from a other.
Yeah, and then
creature.
There's those worms that live in lava. There's all these animals that have yet to be. Discovered, and I think that the Loch Ness Monster is just an extinct, like, fucking sea creature.
Fucking lava worms. Good,
yeah.
good example.
Yeah.
Like, something that's ridiculous. Like, that shouldn't exist, but yeah.
But
there,
it
totally does. Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster is hardcore my answer to the point where I'm like, well, skip, because I don't believe in a lot of that shit, like the Donkey Lady and the Lachusas and stuff. But I will... I do give a little bit of validity to Bigfoot.
I would say, like, almost.
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Yes and no.
But, like, I think that there has to be animals in our Earth that haven't been discovered or have been, like, on the verge of extinction. Like, I don't think he exists anymore, but I bet you there's some cave ape there has to, like, you know what I mean? There's like, there's bears in the U.S. territory. There's bears in China, and they look different, but they're pretty much the same bear. I believe that there is like a North American ape. Do I think it's the missing link? Nah. You know, but do I think there's like some big gorilla type of creature?
Do you believe that footage is of the missing
link? No,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that thing,
there's a North American ape.
I can believe that.
My answer is dragons. And only what?
Wait, this isn't the topic to laugh at people except when they answer dragons. No, that's not true.
And my answer,
the way you said it.
My answer is
dragons. Bullshit.
My answer is because of pterodactyls. Like, if you were living in the 1800s and you're digging up stone, and you see this pterodactyl skeleton, which is an effing dragon skeleton when you think about it. It's a 60-foot wide wingspan, giant head with giant teeth, and you're like, oh, what manner of beast is this? It's mustigs. And it, of course, when you're a freaking old medieval person, you're like, this existed because it existed. And then you're like, well, these things must be around.
And then they found T-Rexes.
Exactly. And they're like, oh, there's a dragon that's coming. Oh, why you be making up these mythical beasts? Look at this thing over here I found. Okay, yeah, that's real. That's a thing.
Look at this thing I found.
That's a thing. That's a giant flying scary beast. And I betcha, it breathed fire.
Shut up. No,
dragons were the old times Bigfoot.
Loch Ness. I mean, essentially it's the same thing. Like, to me, it's the easiest way of going like, oh, I get why people thought dragons existed.
Sure, of course, absolutely.
Because these flying effing skeletons that they, you know.
But you don't believe dragons existed.
Okay, if by dragons you mean giant...
Yeah, that was the question that Jess posted.
Yes, they did, except they didn't breathe fire.
Right. You're basically saying that pterodactyls are dragons.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's what they are!
So you don't believe in dragons. You believe in pterodactyls, which, of course you believe in them.
You just said it yourself. Is there a North American ape?
That's Bigfoot, though.
Depending on what you call it.
But that's Bigfoot. I believe in Bigfoot.
So then dragons, yes. I call them dragons.
They're pterodactyls.
Well, that's one specific form of them.
Answer the question, man.
He believes in dragons, but not wyverns.
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 What is that?
They're like a two-legged.
Where's that from?
They're from Dragon's Lair, or it's like a
Dragon's Lair?
It's like a, what do you call it?
Book?
One of those games.
Which way book?
No.
Well, Dragon
Warrior.
Dragon flies around. It's got two arms and fucking two legs. Like, you know, so a wyvern. Doesn't have the legs. It just has the two legs.
A winged, two-legged dragon with a barbed tail.
Yeah. There it is. You ever see the movie Q?
Nope.
The winged serpent? Yeah, that's pretty much a wyvern.
Yeah, dragons effing existed. It's simple. See, a wyvern is it's got like legs. It's like a Krogdor or what? Trogdor.
Trogdor, yeah.
Trogdor is a
without the big beefy arm.
This one's got big beefy arms.
We said beefy again.
High-five.
Jessica, what bullshit do you believe?
This is hard. This is a hard one because I was thinking like, okay, when I heard the question, what mystical creature existed or didn't exist? That was the question.
Yeah, does it exist now or do you think it existed and actually is a real thing?
And at first I was thinking like, well, at first I thought about myself as far as like I'm in San Antonio, I am a single female with no kids.
Oh.
I have a nice job with a pension.
Oh.
Pension.
What's that?
Got a pension.
It's like a
life
real nice
insurance.
Pen.
Damn.
An IRA.
Don't be putting that shit out there. Someone can make you fall in love with them and kill you.
No kids. It's mystical in San Antonio.
Like a unicorn.
Yeah.
You're a unicorn.
Me and my friend Melissa, we call ourselves...
You're the Brackness Monster.
And I live on the south side, which is even crazier.
What?
Yeah, you don't exist.
Don't.
Well, this podcast documents
Yeah, like, we got footage of you.
We actually have proof. We're going to be like scientists. Like, look, we got the recordings. We have the data. We have the photographs. And they're going to be like,
graduated from high school.
Yeah, they're going to be like, nope, doesn't exist. There's going to be people to refute this information.
Damn it.
But we have the hardcore data backing up this.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, it would be interesting to do a census poll.
And you're not a nun, right?
Yeah.
And see how many other females are in that same sort of bracket.
Yeah, I knew some nuns that were DTF, so.
Oh, but wait, that's
they're DTF, that doesn't mean they can't F.
Oh, they're just down to F.
Yeah.
But they don't F.
Well, yeah, because they swore to only F God. I don't know
right,
how
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, just sniff it, it's all you do.
I don't think that's not it.
That's how it works.
That's not how it works. That's I don't think that's how it works.
They're married to God. So that's, you yeah. is your answer.
Pretty much.
I like it.
You're your yeah. own answer.
Well, I believe answer. I believe you exist.
I know. Do I? Do I exist?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't believe shit.
Yeah, I don't know. You're a dragon.
I don't know. Pretty much.
All right, Facebook answers. What mythical
creature?
We're
just going to assume that, you exist. Yeah, sure, yeah, exist. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I believe it.
We have it on video, too.
I have a believer now. Now you have 300 witnesses, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
When he saw her face, now you're a believer.
Good song.
Speaking of dragons, speaking that was of Shrek. Fucking Shrek, dude.
Shreks are real.
Yeah.
So I believe in Shreks.
So are the monkeys.
Shrek's what? He's an ogre?
Yeah.
He's an ogre.
Ogre was in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yep. Nerds are real.
Yeah. Nerds are real.
Ogres were just...
I've eaten nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are
yeah, so it's real. Ogres are real. Shrek's real. Yeah,
I've sniffed it.
By default. Facebook answers. Bertogos Garcia says, what mythical creature he believes exists is decent human beings.
Shut up.
Oh, existential,
bro. This is true, dog. It's hard to believe, dog.
Travis K says, I believe in lots of possibilities. It's the way I'm wired. Sasquatch may be real. A product of divergent evolution or a leftover human predecessor. Nessie? Hell, when it comes down to your body's water, you never know. Alien life? Sure. It's more than possible, probably even to ascertain that life is on one of the trillions, if not more, planets in our universe. It's all possible.
That's funny. Yeah.
He's saying everything's possible.
Yeah, aliens is funny because I wouldn't even count that as a mythical creature. That just shit. It just exists. Like,
right?
That's how my brain.
It's not a mythical.
That's not a mythical creature. That's
life
real shit.
Life exists in other planets.
Yeah, exactly. Alien. That's kind of weird.
We just
gotta
find
that's like
them.
Dinosaurs. It's like the same thing. Like, I believe that. Yeah, like UFOs. Yeah, sure.
Charles Gomez says, does the donkey lady count?
Yes.
Okay. Michael Rioja says, the Mothman has way too many sightings in a small period of time and then freaky aftermath like the Grinning Man. If it and the events surrounding it are truly real, then the world is truly a terrifying place.
What is the Mothman?
There's prophecies.
No, but seriously, that's what it's... What is it? It's about something, though. It's like a real thing.
Oh, I have to look it up because I'm not...
Mothman! Here we go. Alfred Perez says, I do believe the Loch Ness Monster existed. It was a plesiosaur or some sort of plesiosaura. Whether it's alive today, who knows?
Plesiomistu.
Greg Forrest says, the guy with the satellite dish that got all the channels, dude.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Remember that guy?
That guy does not exist.
That guy was Jess Castro.
Hey, come on over to my place, man.
Yeah, I'm watching some Korean porn.
I get all the channels, dude.
No, that is a fucking, that's a myth. That is a myth.
Oh, Forrest, I'm glad you're back.
Carlos Castro says, I believe the jackalope might have been real. I saw so many of them mounted on the walls in the Southwest. It's not till later that I realize it might have been just regular rabbits with Shope papilloma virus. He put a picture. It's terrifying. Ooh. It's a really terrifying picture of this rabbit with, like, horns growing out of it, but it's a virus.
The fuck?
Gabby Gomez says Falcor from The Neverending Story.
Yeah, he could.
Andrew Aguilar says the Bat Child. Remember the Bat Child?
Yeah. We've always seen the World News magazine.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That kid exists. He's the Armandia Plumber's kids. Have you ever seen
that's
that video?
That's mean,
dude. The kid looks like a bat kid.
I know exactly what you're talking
what?
About.
Go look at the early Armandia.
He doesn't look like that anymore.
He doesn't look like that anymore. When he was a kid, he looked like a bat child.
He did look like that.
Crystal Bailey says, I still believe in lechuzas.
All right.
Gabriel Diaz says, people with stable relationships.
Real quick, for people not from the South Texas.
What's a lechuza?
A lechuza is a witch that turns into a bird with an old lady's face that follows people around there and try to put curses on them.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Lechuza.
It means owl in Spanish.
So whenever you hear an owl at night, if you hear them say it's La Chusa, that's what that is.
Yeah, you have to whistle at them, and then they'll turn into chicks, and, you know, they're DTF, too.
All right. Gabriel Diaz says, people with stable relationships, though they exist, maybe.
No, they might exist.
Marvin Lanier says, there will always be a part of me that hopes that Nessie is more than a myth. Yeah. People love Nessie.
Ooh, Nessie's awesome.
Andrew Thomas says, the leprechaun from the 1993 movie. When you were four, that is scary.
That particular leprechaun. Not leprechauns in general. That specific actor.
Scary leprechaun, bro.
What'd you say?
What's the actor's name? Willow?
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Willow, bro.
Peter Dinklage's friend? No,
it's not Peter.
He's called Willow, bro.
No, his friend.
Willow.
Fucking God damn it.
James Wells says, Donald Trump from the 90s.
Dude.
He believed in universal health care, ending the war on drugs, and was 100% pro-choice. It would be effing hilarious if he won and gave a couple of to the Republicans as he flipped back to his old social liberal agenda. Sorry, I said all that racist misogynist stuff, guys. I had to blend in with these assholes. Well, with these, yeah.
Ooh, almost.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chill out, James.
I don't get these emojis. I haven't updated my iOS, James.
The Mothman was a winged man. They would see him flying around with wings. He had glowy red eyes.
Like a vampire.
1966, five men who were digging a grave at a cemetery claimed to see a man-like figure fly low from the trees over their heads. It became the first known sighting of what became known as the Mothman.
Nah, they saw Shia LaBeouf.
And the Mothman prophecies was based on that
particular
there. It's just a big there.
Bird.
It's Shia LaBeouf from Constantine.
Our gargle. Mothman, like that's the name they gave it.
Mothman. Butterfly Man.
Gargle.
Butterfly.
Vulture. It was a gargle.
Judson Cooper says, a Kraken-type creature. Giant Humboldt squids are proof enough for me.
That shit's real. Yeah, yeah, giant fucking squids they're real.
Real as fuck.
They're real as fuck, dog.
Raimundo Rodriguez says, the hairy beaver.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
The hairy beaver.
Yeah, mythical creature.
Mythical creature that may have existed
I've seen
at
it.
Some time.
I've seen it.
I hear they're coming. They're coming back.
see what you did there.
Very nice.
Yeah. My beaver's building a dam, and it's soaking wet.
Yeah, they disappear over the summer, a little too warm.
Yeah, they have webbed feet, buck teeth.
They only come out in the wintertime.
And they love to eat wood.
Yeah.
Eat wood?
Mm-hmm. Build dams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dental dams.
They're engineers. They're actually the mascot for MIT.
Really? Yeah. The mm-hmm. beavers?
Mm-hmm. Because they're nature's engineers.
Aww.
Yeah.
Speaking about sex, the mermaid from Stephen Chow. Yeah. It looks like a cool movie. I think it's going to be
mermaid
funny
sex
there.
In it?
I don't think there's mermaid sex in there, but maybe there's implied mermaid sex.
Ooh,
if you want to see mermaid fishy. Sex, you go to Newgrounds and just, I don't know, Google mermaid porn game. I've seen it.
Here we go.
It's in there somewhere.
Okay, he's going to check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
How
it's,
would they do it?
Well, in the thing that I saw, the entrance hole was like in the back rear of the fish. Oh. So if like
the entrance hole was in the back rear.
Yeah, where picture the mermaid where the butt of the mermaid would be, there's the fish hole.
Why do you guys always want to have it in the rear?
Well, that's
I don't know. Forbidden fruit?
Oh well. Anyways, that's all aside the point. I'm talking about Stephen Chow's The Mermaid. Which hopefully will be in a theater near you. You just have to go to Sony's website and see when it's playing and then go see it. So, The Mermaid. Yeah, I'm looking at that.
Well, it's time for another edition of Dad's Cornered.
Yay!
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
And Jessica, you confirmed that you have no children.
Yes.
All right.
Boo.
So, once again, I am outnumbered.
Yay.
In this edition of Dad's Cornered, I asked the question, tell us about a time that your parents defended you to a teacher. So, you know, I came from a time in the not-so-recent past that, you know, my grandma told me, if the teacher says it's black and you know it's white, then it's black. And it's really not like that anymore.
Mm.
And so I'm trying – I don't want to teach that to Mikey and Gunner. You know, Gunner's in kindergarten, so he kind of has to follow those strict rules because he's just learning how to be a person.
Right.
And Mikey's about to go into junior high.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, attitudes are coming along and stuff like that. But one thing that I've noticed is that the teachers have a little bit of an attitude too, which is just, it's a little odd. I mean, they're humans and stuff. And so, you know, I give them credit, especially if they're dealing with an annoying class of, you know, pre-adolescents and 30. Stuff. Yeah. But at the same time, I think that they, you know, I don't know, they tend to blow things out of proportion at some point. And so I always give the teacher the benefit of the doubt. But Mikey was having a conversation with a friend of hers, and this girl was, you know, admitting to her that she, you know, was starting to have crushes on boys and all this sort of stuff. Okay. And Mikey made the comment, oh, I'd rather kill myself, right? Because she's still, boys are gross, right?
Yeah, right.
And so another little girl heard her say that, went and told the teacher. Teacher called Mikey to the hallway and then sent her to the counselor because that by protocol standards, if she says, I'd rather kill myself.
She's suicidal. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
Which is, you know, I get. I get it, and it was protocol. So they ended up having to call a parent, and they told Mikey, well, I'll let you choose what parent would you rather me call. And then Mikey was like, it doesn't matter. You can call any parent you want. It's going to be the same reaction. So she ends up calling Andy. And Andy, funny enough, because this happened to me and my grandma when I was a kid, they put her on the phone, told her everything that happened. Andy just kind of rolled her eyes. She understands the protocol. And when Mikey got the phone, we know our daughter. We know she didn't mean that. And she was just like, hey, all right, gives Mikey the phone and goes, all right, pretend I'm scolding you. Pretend I'm getting mad at you. You didn't mean what you said, right? And Mikey's like, of course not. And she's like, okay, just don't say that again.
Poor thing. How was she?
Was she like crying. Yeah, she was crying. Because
I would think she'd be freaked out.
And they were telling her, you know, like, you're not in trouble. And, you know, and we want to make sure that, you know that we wouldn't like that if that happened and all that stuff. And so I ended up picking her up from school that day. And I talked to her and I'm like, you know, suicide's a serious thing. She's like, I know that. I go, but you don't know if these other kids might have had a family member do it. And you just can't throw that term around, you know. But at the same time, come on. You just say something else. You would just rather worst case scenario than date a boy. Why don't you say eat corn? You hate corn. I'd rather eat corn than date a boy. And she starts laughing. She's like, yeah. So it reminded me of when I was a kid, and so I was a sophomore at St. Anthony's, and we had this guy named Dr. Short, and I've talked about him in the podcast in the past. You know, me and him used to really get into it, and all the time my mom would, you know, just I'd get in trouble, you know, but this dude was like out to get me after a while. I mean, I was a shitty kid, but then I just got bored with it, and then he would start trying to fucking pick on me, and I wouldn't let him pick on me. And so some kids were outside yelling and screaming, and he calls me out. I was in the classroom. He calls me out into the hallway and he throws me in detention. I was like, I wasn't even like yelling or screaming or no, it wasn't even me. I was just like, I wasn't even outside. I was in the classroom.
And you say that now,
mm-hmm.
But imagine like if we flashbacked and wonder do you always wonder how you would react if you saw yourself
fucking dick,
yeah, because I would have kicked myself in the face in eighth grade. Like,
no, but I mean, I was a kid.
I would have been like, kick that child in the face. No, I know we're not allowed to, but kick him. You can kick him in the face. That little kid's being a horrible human. Kick him in the face.
Yeah, I would test, you know, teachers and stuff, but this guy was a fucking prick, and he I wasn't even doing anything. And so I just kind of was like,
he's trying his best. That guy.
Exactly.
Dr. Short. Oh, no. I promise. Right. I put some good teachers through hell. Shout out to my physics teacher, who was a really nice guy.
Mr. Gordon.
No, not Mr. Gordon. Oh, fuck. I think Mr. Gordon's dead because of us. Not like murder or anything, but I mean, you know,
stress. Yeah, he shot himself.
Yeah.
You made fun of his arm brace, and you said he was a bad bowler.
No, he ain't talking like that. And
oh,
I was like,
poor guy.
He had a crooked finger, and then he turned into like a total germaphobe because we would mess with his door, his chair, his books.
Didn't do any of that.
One time they had like somebody threw a tampon. And he picked it up and he looked at it. And then next thing you know, the next day, his whole room was covered with pads and tampons. Oh, and
see? Man. It was the girls.
Man, that is rough.
Yeah.
Holy God.
And the guy survived getting hit by a bus.
Twice.
Twice. Yeah, so he deserved it.
And you guys killed him.
Yeah, no, he survived two bus hits. No, I was
at Luby's once, like, a couple years after.
Oh, he's alive then, right? No, well, see, you gotta think that he probably tortured innocent people, like, in his real life.
Yeah, just like your
like he was teacher. Lovely bones and like
just, wait, yeah. What? Like, why do you say that?
You can just tell.
Okay, fair
enough.
Your
weird ass bread.
Sorry, I got you off topic.
No,
that's fine. I get it.
But Dr. Short was just this like adulterer that got kicked out of this bigger like school district and ended up going to like a small Catholic school. And so I kind of was just at that point, you know, I was like, I wasn't doing that. I'm going to go back to class. And then he goes, you know what I hate about you, Garza? You ride the line. You don't cross it, but you ride the line. I go, right, sir. I don't cross it. So that means I don't break rules. Right. He goes, it's just like me swinging my fists. And he starts swinging his fists. And he goes, I'm not hitting you, but I'm swinging my fist. And I go, yeah. And if I put my face forward, you got a lawsuit because you just hit a kid. Right. So he's like, all right, if only. And was like, because he tried to be the coaches and he was this twerpy guy.
Right. He was trying to be that dude.
He was trying to be tough. Yeah.
Yeah. He was trying to be the coaches. You know, coaches had their sayings, like Coach Vav and St. Anthony's, if a kid fell asleep in school, he did the whole slam in the notebook thing.
But it was okay because it was coach.
But it was coach. And you're like, right. You know, like, okay, coach was this tough guy. And I remember I had my head down. I wasn't asleep. And Dr. Short comes in and I see him, you know, heads up, 7-up style, right? And he's telling everyone to shush because I had my head down. And he goes to throw the book down and I don't move. And then he does it again and then I don't move. And then
oh my God, he's dead.
And then he's like, Garza, wake up. And I do the whole, oh. Right? That was a dick move on my
I'm too cool.
Yeah, for I, was this like, school. I was like, did you say something? I was like, oh, Barry. Barry. Two rebounds.
Two rebounds, Garza.
Future right here.
Yeah, exactly. So he does that. And so I leave it. I tell my mom. My mom's pissed off. Right. So then they want to have a meeting with us. And so I'm like, all right. And we go into that meeting. My mom was like, you don't say a word. And I've been in meetings in the past with her and they would just, you know, Larry did this and Larry is doing this and Larry's saying Hitler's going to heaven. And I'm like, no. And I was like, no, you guys just said God's all forgiving. So I mean, that's what you guys right. teach me. And so I got in he trouble for I'm saying sorry. That. Yeah, Hitler says, my bad about the Holocaust.
God's like, okay, God forgive you.
Please forgive me all my sins. Right. All right, see you in heaven, guys.
Yeah, all right, bye.
So we learned in Catholic school.
Yeah, and so I say that and I get in trouble. Anyway, so my mom got mad at me for saying that. And but this time she goes in, fucking fire red eyes. And she goes, I need to have a conversation with you and you almost assaulting my child. And she just fucking goes off on them. She's like, you're an adult. You're trying to play these little games with a high school kid. I understand what my son's capable of. And I understand that XYZ, but you have no right. And then they're like, oh, Mrs. Garza. And you're, no, you be quiet and you let me listen. And I was like, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. Right.
Don't mess with me.
Yeah, exactly. So I got kicked out of that school. So yeah, that's what happened. And scene.
Yeah,
then I went to St. Gerard's and met Jessica, and now we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very sliding doors.
All meant
had
to
you
be,
not
bro.
Get kicked out of that school.
Yeah, man.
We wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I would probably be very successful.
Yeah. You'd look 20 years younger.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe playing professional basketball.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica would have like 8 kids.
That's true.
Wait,
why would me? Oh, because I prevented her from having kids. Like going to St. Gerard's.
Mm-hmm.
You not being there, then she got knocked up.
Me not knowing you.
Right.
Just, it's, yeah, whatever. We don't know the details, but that's
and then
what
one
happens.
Of those kids would have stopped 9/11. So we caused 9/11.
We never know. We'll never know. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
I still would have bought that Pokemon shirt.
Yeah. Jess would still be the same.
Yeah. Thanks for 9/11, there, Jess.
No, like, you know, yeah, like, yeah. There's no
like Joe Calise in any scenario. He's always that same dude where he's like, no matter what happens, he's bowling.
He's at pinball arcade. Yeah, exactly.
I have no way. I feel bad because I wish it was just like tell us a time where your parents just talk to a teacher because you say you said defended, and they never defended me because when I got in trouble. The few times that I got in trouble and my parents had to come down, it was because I was being a rotten human being. Right. And
but there wasn't ever a time where you weren't in the wrong, where you got in trouble and you shouldn't have.
Because you were always in the wrong, I'm sure.
No, when I was in the wrong, I was
in the wrong.
I was like, yeah, no, I did that, or I said that, or yeah. I slept on the table. I totally disrespected the teacher. Like I was when I was bad, I was terribly, terribly bad. It was always, anytime my parents were talking to a teacher, it was the worst thing possible. It's like, crap, now my parents are involved. I did something wrong. So I don't know. Yeah. They never had to defend me, I guess, which is a bad, good thing. A good thing. No.
Sure.
Thing.
So you don't believe in dragons. And
I do believe in dragons, and my parents never defended me because
that
they didn't.
Horrible.
There we go. He's
horrible. Your parents never defended you.
They didn't because they didn't have to.
They didn't have to.
Because I was like, yeah, I did that. I made her cry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Did I ever tell a story about how I cheated the free lunch program in middle school?
No, you have not. Please.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to like, there's so... These details are so fuzzy at this point in time, but here's the deal. Free lunch program in middle school. What it was that if you were unfortunate enough to not be able to afford lunch, the school system would give you a free lunch number. It was a 3-digit or 4-digit code that they would give you. You would tell the lunch lady at the payoff the code. They would write it in. You'd get a free lunch.
Yeah.
A friend of ours had the free lunch program, and he moved. And because this is a not good system and it's not checked and no one gives a shit.
This was like when computers were...
Computers did not exist in the year like 89 or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes. So we're in line and me and my friends took turns using this free lunch number to get extra lunch. Extra tater tots to pretend.
Extra lunch.
Yeah, to get, you know, in particular, I remember, like, this is totally off subject, but I remember one of the dumb things you'd do is get extra tater tots, and then the Batman movie had just came out, and then we would pretend we're that part where Batman looks to the left, and he looks to the right, and he throws down a smoke bomb. We would do that with the tater tots.
Oh,
we were practicing our impersonation of Michael Keaton Batman by looking forward back, tater tot. Like, so
you got free food just to throw it away.
We'd eat some of them, but like you'd have extra tater tots. So when you're full,
full,
yeah, because it's not just the tater tots; it's an extra whole whatever it was, a whole pizza or lasagna, whatever the fuck they're giving you.
You didn't save it for later.
Yeah,
tater
you got double lunches.
No, I didn't have the Napoleon Dynamite. The tater tots. No, we were done. The tater tots were now smoke pellets.
I want tater tots now, but I want cafeteria tater tots.
They're cafeteria tater tots.
Where they're kind of cold and they're not super fresh and crispy.
Yep. Yeah.
But now you know what to do with them.
You throw them on the ground. They're smoke bombs. So we had this system where we would just trade off every once, like, okay, hey, do you bring your money for lunch? No. Well, I'll use the free lunch number or whatever. We trade off. So this dude, this friend, he was a dipshit. So we were in line. He
like,
was
what grade is this?
Oh, seventh grade. Oh, okay. Like,
sixth grade.
Absolutely, yeah, no, total dipshits. So this, it was one of those things where it was like those misunderstandings. Were like, hey, I didn't bring my lunch. I'm gonna use the number. This is what I was saying, and the guy in front of me was like, oh, okay, cool. It's your day to use the free lunch number. So, or maybe it's vice versa. I think what happened was that I was in line. That I was going to use the number and he was behind me. So when I go up there and I see the number 456 or whatever,
he had just
the dipshit behind me goes, no, I was going to use the number like really loud.
Oh,
and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, no, he's joking around. No. I was going to use the number. It's my number. And it's like one of those, like, you're calling attention to it, like leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like, trying to tell him, like, no, like, shut up. Don't say anything. And
he's just being silly.
And he's being a dick. He's being a total dipshit. He's fucking it up. He's fucking up our system. A free lunch. How are we going to have extra tater tots to be Batman? And then, you know, so we get in trouble. We get sent to the principal's office to Mr.
Just the two of you or your whole gang?
Two of us, and then they took...
You didn't rat him out, did you?
No, we didn't rat him out. Basically, that's one of the things. He was trying to rat me out for something I didn't do.
He should have done it.
I should have done it. And so what happened was we would just tell, like, the principal, like, oh, I was misunderstood. I thought it was my number, but I guess it wasn't. I was giving him the wrong number.
Like, it was just super dumb. Like, it's totally transparent. Like, I didn't even have a French, but you're not even the French free lunch number. Oh, I thought I did. I thought I was. So they just assume, oh, you're a dumb idiot kid. Like, you're not trying to cheat anybody. You're just an idiot. That was right. The act I was trying to play. He, on the other hand, in his different meeting, was like basically throwing spilling everybody in the bus and like, oh, it was Jess, it was fucking Raul, it was fucking bull. This is whatever, it was Tyrone, it was all these fucking kids.
That dude deserves
just
killed.
Ratting everybody fucking out or whatever. So I guess it's a dumb story, but that's the only time I can think of that my parents were called for something bad that we did. So the answer, the phone call on them, kind of like, you know, with Mikey and Andy kind of talking on the phone, it's the similar, like, what? That's it? All right. No, like one of those things, she's like, so what happened? Is that all it is just lunch or whatever? You get money to buy lunch. I'm like, yeah, but this is extra lunch. And he was moved away, so it wasn't using anybody. She's like, well, no, I guess not. I mean, whatever. Like, it was just one of those things where she didn't talk back to the principal, but she's like very much like, is that it? Like, is that all the problem is? I don't see what the problem is. I'm very much like, I'm at work. I have to take away from work to come answer this phone call, and it's not that big of a deal. So unless he did something wrong, I'd appreciate it if you didn't call me unless something really bad happens. Jeez. Okay, you know, whatever. So they kind of like, that was like the only, it wasn't defending me. It was more like it was a nuisance or whatever. But that dude fucked up the whole free lunch system.
Yeah, that's the same. No. Works at Napa probably.
No. I remember his name.
Gotta call him out now.
It's Raul. No, I don't remember the last
name.
Anyway,
Raul, dude, fuck you, man.
Yeah, you fucked up the whole system. And it really did shake the foundation of the friendship dynamic.
Yeah.
It really did. Like, after that point in time, like, hanging out, it was like this level of untrustworthiness. Like, no one trusted in him anymore.
And then they invented computers.
And then he was like, oh, like, well, no, the Commodore 64 was the thing that he had.
He's so worthless, you don't even remember his last name.
I don't fucking remember his last name.
You're dead to me, Raul.
Hey, you fucked it up. You fucked up the free lunch system. But I didn't get in trouble because my mom just like, what? Come on. So
Jessica, tell us about a time when I was at
that moment. Yeah.
Did you ever get in trouble?
Yeah, I got in trouble, mainly for talking.
How dare you?
Yeah. But it wasn't the reason why. It was more of a grade situation.
Oh.
So I was in the second grade. I lived in Hopkinsville, Kentucky at the time.
Right now, didn't you?
Yeah, the details have been changed to protect the innocent.
Oh, okay. Hopkinsville.
Hopkinsville, Kentucky. It's one of those teeny tiny.
What is that?
Kentucky Lynnville.
Kentucky is one of those teeny tiny little cities that.
Military town?
It's bi-military.
Okay.
It's next to Fort Campbell.
Also fictional.
So I was in the second grade. The teacher was teaching us how to cursive using the pencil. And the way I hold my pencil, I still hold my pencil to this day differently from everybody else. It's kind of like...
candy cane.
Hold this candy cane.
So, of course, since it's podcast,
you can't
so
see this.
So, it's kind of like the the neck of the
like
pencil. It rests on my ring finger.
Yeah, you hold it between the four fingers. You hold it between two of them.
Yeah, that's how Mikey holds it.
And then I rest it, I guess, the body.
So, you said that was wrong?
Yeah, because you're supposed to hold your pencil...
Like a chopstick, like that. Yeah, when people
you're
say
supposed to hold it like this.
Yeah, when people say chopsticks, if you say hold your chopsticks like a pencil.
Yeah.
And what that sucks for me because I don't hold my chop my.
Yeah, chopsticks. You hold your chopsticks like how you hold your pencil, which is different than the standard.
Yeah.
So
you don't know how to read or write.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, she was giving me really horrible. She gave me an. She was giving me an F.
Were you making F's okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
so your F's look like F's.
Yeah, so my mom...
You gave her F's.
Your cursive was good.
Yeah, so my mom came to the school because, you know, I student teacher, if your child is making a really horrible grade,
right.
They notify the parent.
Right.
So then I she was looking at it. She's just like, okay, so I don't understand. What's wrong? What do we need to do to get this to go up? She's like, oh, well, it's the way she's holding her pencil. And she's like, well, that's the problem. Like, it's, can you understand what she's writing? Is it not legible? And she's like, no, it's just how she's holding the pencil. That's incorrect. And she's like, no, that's not incorrect. If she can write and you can read it, and if it looks perfect, because I'm looking at this homework assignment and it looks just the same as the example, then I don't understand why you're giving my child this grade. She goes, no, you need to change that, or we need to talk to somebody higher than you, which is your principal.
Right.
And that's how this is going to work. So she changed my grade.
Wow.
But she was really upset with how the woman was handling it.
Little did she know that had you corrected the way you wrote,
right,
you'd have like 8 kids.
Yeah,
right,
I was
now.
Just about to say that. Yeah,
it's true.
You'd be.
And, but poor. Also.
I'd be like Octomom.
You wouldn't, you wouldn't have a pension.
Nope.
Right.
But have good pension.
All different daddies.
But on the flip side, also 9/11 would have happened.
Yeah. See, learn how to fucking
I would have
write,
had
dude.
8 kids. Yeah. Yeah. One but my family, my mom 9/11. And dad would have been really happy that they were grandparents.
Yeah. I mean.
Jeez, I just got depressing. But who, I mean, who'd have known back
my
then
God,
in 1990, whatever, when you were in second grade?
It's true.
That you're holding a pen in that made up town in Kentucky would have saved thousands of people in that. Yes. Clear day in
Good.
New York.
That was her name.
I don't think that. I think that's going to happen no matter what in any destiny. Sadly,
in any what, butterfly
she's
effect.
Ride like that?
Yeah, no. Sadly, I believe 9/11 is just going to happen no matter. Like,
wow.
I don't know.
You wish that on people?
I don't wish that's, that.
Is
just
that,
saying.
Were you happy when it happened?
No, I'm
is that
just saying
like
that
this,
that's the case
that,
on that.
I knew this was going to happen.
I think he was there.
Oh, oh shit. No.
I think Jess is really happy that he hates America so much.
No, I'm just
because
saying.
Because he believes that we deserve it because Allah should have struck us
no
down.
Matter whether you send John Connor back in the past or whether you kill his mom or John Connor himself, Judgment Day is going to happen.
Happens. All right.
I see what you're
right.
saying.
What if we sent Michael J. Fox?
Back to the...
He changes
he
the
did
shit
change the,
the
shit in there.
Fuck up,
Well,
dude.
Sadly, that's not the case in this. Maybe.
Dude, Doc Brown would have went.
All right, sir. Anyway. Hey, sir. Okay, who would win? Michael J. Fox?
Boom.
John Connor?
Bam.
Looper?
Boom. All right, hey, Sasuke.
Looper or young you Looper?
Young Looper.
Young Looper.
Okay.
And the Quantum Leap.
Hold up. And fucking Wolverine.
Because he's there the whole time.
Yeah. Well, no, he's because he's Rogue.
He's in every
oh,
fucking
yeah.
He's there in every
the new X-Men.
Because he goes back Rogue Cut, dude. Rogue
okay.
Cut. Because he Rogue Cuts.
All right.
He's in both cuts, dog.
Goes to Christmas past Wolverine.
Yeah.
Wolverine wins all the time, dog. Like, there's not even like fucking.
It's true. He is immortal.
If you're gonna throw Wolverine in there, Wolverine's gonna fucking win, dog. Period. I don't even need to explain
right.
it.
Incorrect. Then who would win, bro?
Fucking.
But no, with Quantum Leap, he would just come into a different body.
Fucking Quantum Leap, dude, because he can't die.
Wait, does Quantum Leap go into Wolverine?
Quantum Leap goes into Wolverine and fucks shit up. So technically, Quantum Leap wins. By using Wolverine.
You're right, bro.
Oh,
see, Larry's
whatever,
right.
Dog. Whatever, dog. Don't mind job that, dog. Because technically, it's still Wolverine, dog.
Quantum Leap can be anybody.
Quantum Leap can be anybody. He can't control shit. He gets fucking dropped in. Like, he doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
And he go, instead of
That's
instead
why he fucks
saying,
shit up. Because he's like, ah, he goes crazy. And he starts
instead
killing
of
things.
Saying, oh boy, he go, oh bub.
Yeah!
Mic drop.
Don't drop his microphone, too!
Get a mic.
Dude, you also get this. Yeah, dude, Jess is wrong again. What did Facebook say?
Mic drop. I got a Facebook. Who cares, man? I got a mic drop, bro. All
right, this is total horseshit. Because Wolverine is the answer.
But Quantum Leap gets into a Wolverine.
Yeah, dude. And then but Quantum Leap
Quantum Leaps of Power 2, dude.
And then, what's his friend's name? Chappie? Or
Al.
Chappie. Anyway, Facebook answers. Hey, who would win in a fight, bro? Chappie or Johnny Five?
Chappie Five, dog.
Or Wally.
Damn, dog. Wally. I don't know. Johnny Five's got a laser.
Yeah, so does Wally.
But
Wally does have a laser, bro.
Yeah. Little did you know.
Yeah.
I remember, but like Johnny Five's laser's better.
But Chappie's from the hood.
Yeah. Chappie's from the hood.
Chappie's from the hood.
Or RoboCop.
RoboCop always wins.
RoboCop's part human. He doesn't count.
Okay.
RoboCop 2.
No, but just like his, just like his mouth is human though, isn't it?
No. His he heart. Got a brain. Yeah, and he's got a heart of gold. All right, Facebook answers. Let's start talking normal. Tell us about the time your parents defended you to a teacher. Berto Garcia says never. My grandmother always sided with the teacher, even going so far as to ask the superintendent for permission to attend math class that my cousin was failing because he blamed the teacher. Wow.
Oh.
Turns out my cousin was slacking and blaming the teacher. There you go. I learned never to complain about my teacher after that incident. Wow. Grandmother attended the class.
That's nice. Badass.
Travis K said,
oh, what an idiot for still slacking while she's there.
Right? That is really tough.
Like, do you know she's not there?
Yeah. Watch. She's going to let me not do this.
No, she goaded him into slacking. You do what you, if you're going to be good, you're lying. So she goaded him, guilted him into slacking.
If you're going to be good, you're lying?
Yeah. Travis sees that bullshit.
Travis K says, I had this prick chemistry teacher in high school, Mr. Hermes, who almost failed me. He could barely teach a lesson because the curriculum is so messed up nowadays. When my parents defended me, I aced the test and passed the class. He tried the same crap with my brother 5 years later. He doesn't work at that school anymore.
Fuck you, Hermes.
Yeah.
Alfred Perez says, my dad got into it with my first grade teacher for a zero I was given when we first did alphabetical order. I didn't understand the instructions as she shamed anyone who asked questions, so I winged it. When there's a letter not represented in the word box, I wrote it in my own words. No E, I write elephant. And spelled it right, too. I remember my dad saying, my boy can spell elephant, for Christ's sake. He's not stupid. She eventually apologized for the questioning, shaming, and I got 100 the next time we did the alphabetical order. Thanks, Dad.
Woo! Yeah, good job.
Good job, Alfred's dad. Gabriel Diaz says, early middle school, I was in the process of being sent to an alternative school for, quote, trying to impersonate my brother. Interesting. My mom swooped in and yelled at both my middle school principal and his high school principal in Spanish as they tried to explain themselves in their Wonder Bread version of Spanish. Needless to say, but my mom really helped us out there. Trying to impersonate your brother.
You ever did that?
In real life?
Yeah.
I used my brother's ID as a fake ID once. Does that count?
Yeah, it counts. Fuck yeah. They're like, wow, you're not that fine.
I know. But no, seriously, they're like, this isn't you. But luckily, I have a scar on my head exactly where my brother does. And so it...
You're just like...
And we somewhat look alike.
All right. Well, looks good to me. Which Welcome one? To Kabooms.
Ruben, he's got a scar right here.
It's like...
Welcome to Kabooms.
All right, Shrek. I guess the potion wore off.
I was like, I don't care, as long as I can get in. And here's the best part. As long as I can get in to not drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Just to get in.
Isn't that dumb?
Yeah. No, it's for chicks.
Okay. Brenda Munoz says, high school. My mom went off on the vice principal for calling her because they felt my shorts were too short.
Oh, no.
Damn. She says, I'm 5'10", so everything is short. Mm-mm, girl.
Oh,
yeah. Them are some short shorts.
Oh, yeah.
She was pissed because the following day was a game day for football, and I was on the dance team and would be wearing a uniform to school, and the game that was barely going to cover my butt, so essentially the uniform was barely going to cover her butt anyway, and the school had no problem with that. She told them not to waste her time by calling her for something so ridiculous.
Yeah, that's right.
Booty rocking everywhere. James Wells says, my teachers all wanted to prescribe me Ritalin in elementary school because, let's face it, I was a terrorist.
He calls 9/11.
My mom had to go to many teacher-parent meetings for years about keeping me off drugs. Marvin Lanier says, I used to write a onion-like magazine in high school that I would distribute amongst friends. Well, the assistant principal found out and said he would send me to alternative school if I ever handed out another copy again.
What?
To be fair, I went to Wiley High School and I titled my magazine, We Hate School Magazine. Where I would satirize school policies like those of government institution. He was probably concerned with the fact that I would reference teachers and, on occasion, students. Needless to say, I changed the format and widened the scope to fake high schools across nations, got caught, and the only thing that saved me was my mother ripping into the school district for stifling a creative mind.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You can't stop free press, motherfucker.
Yeah, I then started the Onion.
He posted a picture of the We Hate School magazine.
Oh, that's fucking beautiful.
Little letter. That is really awesome. That is, I'll look at that later. Andrew Thomas says, I don't think my mom ever had to. When I got in trouble, I fessed up to it pretty quickly. If she ever did defend me, I was not aware of it. Same here, Andrew. I just admitted to it. And Judson Cooper said, my mother was part of the school system. Therefore, she never took my side in a school-related matter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. So, like I'm saying.
Thank you for bringing up a sore spot, dog.
If y'all got, you know, kids and they do fucked up shit, like, you know your kids. See if this shit's fucked up. And if it's not fucked up, but the teacher makes it sound like it's fucked up, be like, man, you're fucked up. You know what I mean? And tell that teacher, like, you know, who the fuck do they think they are?
I think you can do that.
But then if the teacher's cool or whatever, then go to your kid and be like, who the fuck do you think you are? Or don't. Or just let it happen.
Let
everyone's got to learn.
I don't just let what happened.
You know, life. So... If you got school-age kids and they get in trouble with the teacher, don't take the teacher's side or the kid's side because you got work to do.
Yeah, call them and tell them I got better things to do with my time.
And you don't have time to waste on this bullshit. All right, free lunch.
Did he shoot somebody? No, what are you calling me for?
Deal with it within your own means.
Yeah.
Isn't that what our taxes pay for you to fucking deal with this?
Yeah, if you think it's worthy enough, discipline my child. If not, leave me the hell alone.
I gotta make money, bitch.
Yeah. I gotta make money to pay your salary.
Bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Sister ass bitch. So, yeah, parody, man. Fuck it. Who cares?
Well said.
All right, now it's time for my segment called Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about not funny stuff. And we are talking about super not funny stuff. A new research that was published in the Journal of the Association for Consumer Research that talks about a guy who did a some research looking to see if clients at food pantries are likely to make healthy food choices depending on how the food is actually presented in these food pantries. So these homeless people, he went and did research and looked at all these different food pantries that give food to homeless people and saw what the choices that these homeless people would make based upon the presentation simply of how the food was presented in these food pantries. So he saw he wanted to make sure that these homeless people were getting fed better, healthier items. And so he started going around and telling these food pantries, you know, present the healthier items, easier to find, easier to see, blah, blah, blah. You can read it all. We can put it up on the site. But anyway, this thing is talking about feeding homeless people with food in food pantries. When I think homeless food pantries, I think food that nobody else wants. And so that brought upon my question for this podcast, which I can't
when
wait
I
to...
When I think food pantries, I think food nobody else wants.
That's what it is.
Is it Thanksgiving food? All Thanksgiving
yeah,
food?
It's just all things. That's what people donate for the most part. Yeah. When they do canned food drives, you're like, oh, what is that, some cream and mushroom that I never used? Bring it. We're getting into this show for free.
It's different now. The food bank has requested items.
Yeah, well,
to count towards
what really there's that show
pumpkin filling.
Adam Ruins Everything. He really they hit it spot on where it's like you should just give them money.
Yeah, that's what they want. Yeah,
they just give them money. They can make their dollar. They can make $1 stretch way more.
Yep.
Than you can. So for those people out there who are thinking about giving and donating to a local food pantry, just give them money.
$1 equals 7 meals.
Yeah, exactly for them. So don't buy stuff anyway. So that brought up to my question, which is, what is in your pantry right now that you'll probably never eat? And I should just go grab it, considering we are...
A.K.A. what is Joel Settles having for dinner tonight?
Yeah. Yay,
yes, Joel. Please tell that story.
So when we all lived in the same house together, we called it the CAG house, and it was previously occupied by our friend Paul's parents. It was their family home in San Antonio. So they had the pantry stocked up with what most parents have their pantry stocked up with, just the basic items. And so we never used it because we didn't cook. We always ate out. So Joelle, when we would come over for rehearsals, would eat whatever was in there. And why Jess used a picture of the fried onion.
Yeah, it's onion, dry onion soup mix.
Dry onion soup.
But what he had was
the
dried
onion crisps that you would put on top of green bean casserole.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
He would just eat those or Vienna sausages.
And they were also really old.
Yeah, but those don't go bad.
They kind of do.
Nah.
All right, so I brought out my actual thing, which is
holy shit!
This Near East couscous.
Couscous
roasted garlic and olive oil. It cooks in 5 minutes. That's way too much time for me.
Why aren't you going to eat it?
I don't. It's couscous.
Ever had it?
Yeah,
it's delicious. I like couscous.
Go make
I get
it.
I will never make this. Why? I don't know why. It says cooks in 5 minutes, but it's been in my pantry for 3 years.
But why aren't you going to eat it?
I don't know.
Does it have an expiration date?
Why do you have it?
Obviously, my mother gave it to me.
Oh,
she
okay.
was like, hey.
Oh, you have sentimental value with it?
That's why I'm not eating it, because it has sentimental value. I'm looking
for... Why'd your mom have couscous?
No, she was just one of those things where like, oh...
No, I got it.
I probably said the word couscous one day or said I had it and liked
You're eating healthier.
I recognize that couscous, bro. It was a combo loco.
Maybe.
That's good. But the reason why you keep it is so, like, if your mom asks, do you need more couscous, you can say no, because you still have
and
some.
She's going to think that it's new couscous.
Right.
Finally, okay, here it is. It is best before January 25th, 2014.
Still
good.
It says Best Buy, but exactly. You can add 2-3 years on top of that date. Yeah.
I say another 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking to the food bank, they say those Best Buy dates aren't real for certain
yeah,
things.
Yeah, no,
so it's just there. Milk.
Yeah, it's best before.
Soda goes bad, though. But like,
I'm talking food.
Yeah.
So yeah, couscous mix. I also have another box. So this is just one of two boxes that I've never
different
eaten.
Of a different flavor?
That your mom gave you?
That my mom gave me.
Because you don't like couscous.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just one of those things. What? No.
You should make it right now.
I'm not going to make it right now.
It was some chicken.
No, you take that. You have a
here's the thing. I don't like couscous.
Oh, man.
Really?
All that is pretty good. Beard dandruff.
What do you mean?
No.
Like, let me scratch my beard for 10 minutes, and I will have fresh couscous for you
table. No, that doesn't
I think
even
the reason
work,
I don't,
no.
yeah, it's 200 calories per
serving. That's Parmesan cheese.
It's pure carbs, couscous. 200 calories per serving.
Depending on the day, certain, no.
40 grams of carbohydrates per serving.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like eating a whole loaf of bread.
No, what you do is for healthy option, bread? You take the couscous, and then you have that in a wrap. You have a couscous.
It doesn't make it healthy. You're still eating.
You cook it.
But if it's a spinach wrap.
And then you mash it, right?
Okay.
And then you make it into what Jess is saying, like a paste. And then you make it into like a couscous tortilla.
Like a burrito?
You can have it, cool it off, put it in an Israeli salad.
Ooh.
And or just classic Greek, which is just the oil with cucumbers and tomatoes with the cool couscous. And then put that in a spinach wrap. Or just have it out of a bowl.
Have you ever eaten couscous? Larry?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you've eaten.
Yeah,
couscous.
Absolutely. I've had that box.
So we've. Oh, you've had. Would you want this?
Well, no, because I was about to say. I think I have a box.
Jess spends $8 on Tabasco. He's not going to be
your hand-me-down couscous.
Yeah,
hand-me-down.
No, I think I have that box of couscous in my cabinet. It might have been one of my answers, but I think we actually finally did get
couscous,
rid of
couscous. Couscous and quinoa. Fucking
plus,
dumb,
that was
dude.
A gift Yo, from your mom.
Quinoa is pretty good. I'm not gonna fucking hate on quinoa.
You know what? It's all how you flavor it, really.
Yeah,
it's all
but
bullshit.
I'll take
rice.
I'll take couscous over quinoa, but I'll take rice over any of that stuff. Good classic. We have a big giant bag of jasmine rice you get from the Asian store.
You know
store.
What couscous forever tastes like to me? Like if you were eating like biscuits or like bread.
Cornbread, and yeah,
and whatever is left, like someone else's cornbread. Like someone else was eating cornbread.
Why is that all the food you don't really care for? You just equivalent it to somebody's leftover food.
It's like someone ate cornbread, right? And then like the basket that the cornbread came in, all the crumbs in the bottom. They go, oh, let me rest the garlic olive oil on that, and then fucking don't mess with my couscous. I have two answers. One is a can of boiled peanuts. Two is
Wait, okay. So,
what?
Yeah.
A can of
How
boiled
did you get the boiled peanuts?
My sister and brother-in-law brought it over.
Peanuts. Okay, so we can have
boiled peanuts together.
I've heard of those.
I've never had them.
How do you? How does that work?
It's like a Louisiana thing. It's a Texas thing too. And I've been
it's
to
a southern thing.
I've been to gas stations where they had boiled peanuts.
Really?
Like chili peeps, boiled peanuts, and it's like this, like it looks like chili where you would serve chili, but and it's peanuts, and it's just boiled peanuts, and I guess they're like mushy. And then they have like hot, like chili boiled peanuts. So my sister and my brother-in-law got it at the peanut festival, coincidentally, in Floresville. And they were like, oh, let's try these boiled peanuts. And they liked them. So they came across a can of boiled peanuts and they brought it over. And it sat in my pantry, I think, for like 3 years. Haven't had them. The second one is a can It's like a dual can. It's a giant can with like a medium tuna shaped can, but all wrapped together. Two cans together, but under one label of chow mein and chicken.
Oh, okay. Right?
And I have had that. And let's see. I got it in my townhome.
Oh, this is
moved. It survived the move.
It's moved. And I've had it since. Gunner is younger than this can of chow mein.
So it holds sentimental value now?
I don't know why I kept it. I think it was just, we just moved the pantry items,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
now
yeah.
I'm kind of like, I want to see how long I can keep this chow mein. Because, fuck, it's canned chicken.
Ew. That can't go bad.
Not at all. So it's canned chicken and chow mein that I will never eat.
Can you please take a picture peanuts. And post it?
Yeah, of course.
I want to see this horrible item.
The boiled peanuts are probably good. They're probably still good.
To me, boiled peanuts isn't something that can go bad. It's just one of those things where like it's gross already.
But it's marinated in something.
It's like kimchi. Like that's what boiled peanuts are. It's like kimchi's already rotten cabbage.
Yeah.
It can't get more rotten. Like it's just its own.
It can.
It's just its own awful thing.
Right. You don't like kimchi?
No, I do, but it's just I like kimchi. It's not a thing.
Yeah, it's fucking Lucas lettuce.
Yeah, chili Lucas, lettuce.
Chili lettuce.
Yeah, it's got Lucas so stuff. Much chili and
Lucas
acid on it, it'll never get worse.
So Jess is rich. He throws new things away.
Right?
He throws unopened things away, and they're like, let's give it to the food bank. And he goes, they dig through the trash. They'll find this.
Just give him money.
I just give him money. Yeah. What you said.
No, he doesn't.
The couscous is gone, so they don't have the couscous. We actually did, I think, we eventually made it. Right now, it's two items right now that are in there that are probably going to stay there for a long period of time. One of them is a microwave serving of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. I got it like once because I'm like, oh, this will be good for like a quick lunch or whatever, or a quick dinner. Like if
that's how they get you, dude.
Or if like Lisa's like home late, or if I got to eat dinner by myself, I'll have this can of soup.
How long would you say you've had it?
For 5 months. That's not that bad.
Okay, all right.
We kind of
rich.
Do it.
All rich, bro.
No, we do.
All rich.
That's a long time.
I get my chow mein for the zombie
expired.
Apocalypse.
That's his bad food. It hasn't even expired yet.
Fuck.
We actually do throw away the stuff in the. We do throw away stuff. We do cleaning. What doesn't get thrown away is the refrigerator shit. That stuff is like.
You still have that the gopher in there?
No, we have the gopher.
Yeah.
The whole.
No. What'd you do with the gopher?
The gopher finally was disposed
of. How long did you have? He had a frozen gopher.
Gopher in our freezer.
A gopher?
Yeah.
I had never seen a gopher in my life, and they killed this gopher.
This gopher in the backyard.
That was like, it's all right. Don't gotta worry about
it. And they cleaned it. He goes, we'll put it in the freezer because someone, one of Lisa's relatives says it's good luck. And I'm like, I've never heard that before.
What?
Ever.
So she says it's good luck to have a frozen.
When you move into a new home, you have a frozen gopher, and you're.
Who came up with that?
I think it's bullshit. I think somebody fucking swindled Lisa into thinking that that's a thing. So we had this dead gopher.
I think she felt bad for killing it, so she told her sister like, "It's good luck."
Yeah, that might have been what it is. So we had, but like, we'll eventually get rid of this gopher. And that gopher was there the entire.
I felt bad.
Yeah,
dude.
It was there the entire time.
I
it was in a plastic bag.
Dude.
But we did have this.
That's rich people we go for.
We did. Yeah. We did clean out the refrigerator after like a long period of time, and there was this awesome salsa that had an expiration date of 2012. I think that was the salsa that survived the move.
Oh,
that might have been, and then we still had that there. But in the pantry, it is the chicken noodle soup type of thing right now, and I have a feeling this is gonna go bad, but. I told Lisa to get me some black olives because she doesn't like black olives, but she got single serving like cups of black olives.
That's a thing?
Why? Yeah, because
all rich, bro.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's the richest thing I think
picture
I've ever
like,
heard of.
Picture like a Mott's.
Yeah, no, I get it.
A Mott's applesauce thing, but it's just got black olives for like a salad thing, and I think there's like three of them left. And
isn't that like a 70-cent can that's like diced? Or?
Yeah, but these are, I think because, again, the appealing thing, you want them to be appealing, they put them in the little peel-back Mott's thing where you could actually see
the black it's olives. Fancier. And also when you see it and they start to go bad, you know to throw them away as opposed olives to leaving this bad. Can there. They probably don't.
Olives are like kimchi.
Yeah, I've had a jar of olives for years that I still eat. They're pitted. Yeah, I mean,
if it's from the Roman times, they don't go in.
I'm sorry, and here's the other thing. I'm sorry, the other thing too
like pasta.
Is yeah. this box of microwave popcorn that I'll never get to eat because Lisa doesn't like the smell of popcorn. So it's this movie popcorn that I got because I'm like, oh, you know, it'd be good, movies and popcorn. She's like, I can't. Like stand the smell of popcorn, so that popcorn's just gonna sit there forever.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
bring it.
I'll give you podcast. The couscous. You give me popcorn.
Trade. Fair enough. I'll take that trade.
Hey, we should just have like a day where everybody brings
pantry.
All, yeah,
potluck.
Yeah, pantry potluck.
So chicken noodle soup and some black olives
and popcorn.
Yeah, I got them for sandwiches. That's what I got the black olives for.
Ooh,
for
like I had fuck yeah.
like Subways. It's like I make my
you
own
don't like
Subway.
Black olives.
Nope. Oh, dude.
I had black olive tapenade today. Like, you have to love olives to like tapenade.
Tapenade's fucking awesome.
Tapenade? Tapenade.
Tapenade day to you, partner.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So, Jessica, you're rich. Yes. What did you not throw away?
You got a pension.
That's right.
Yeah.
A pension for saving stuff.
That's right. I have Thanksgiving crap. Like, so I do have the cream of mushroom.
Mm. Yeah.
I do have the French onion. Dry
soup mix,
yeah.
French onion soup mix. That's yeah. That's the thing everyone should have.
And then I guess those little those like you said, Joel was eating.
Yeah, the dried onions.
Dried onions.
The ingredients of green bean casserole.
Yeah, which I made.
Sans green beans.
Yeah, which I made actually last year for Thanksgiving.
You made green bean casserole.
Yeah, so I had extra. And,
yeah.
And then I do have a, for my birthday, my friend Melissa, shout out,
she's not going to listen to me.
It's true. Totally true. I take it back. She got me for my birthday because I liked miso soup, so she got me the easy-made miso.
Mm-hmm. We still have a bag of that I've had for like a year.
I have a couple of those.
But it's already.
Do you use them?
Yeah, I do.
I have a bag for
it. It's already liquefied. Like, it's already in...
Oh, mine's powder.
Yeah, it looks like it. Like it's in a ketchup-looking bottle, and it says miso... it says easy, or I guess miso, and that's really why she bought it, because it's just...
Easy miso?
Yeah.
Miso. Yeah, miso hungry, miso soupy, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Miso soupy! So I still have it, and that was, like, 3 years ago when she
and
got
And you will never eat it.
Well, obviously now. I didn't like the fact that it was already liquefied. It just looked gross. She's like, you can stick it in the microwave. I was like, that's even worse.
Yeah,
microwave miso soup.
Nah, it's good. You got the powder pouch is the way to go. A little hot water.
Yeah.
Put them in your Nico
I'll
Kitty cups.
I don't know.
I'm so curious.
Miso soup to the couscous.
Oh, miso soup.
Couscous. Miso.
Miso couscous.
Miso couscous. Yeah.
They do have like the miso paste.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which, because
they
show you on YouTube how to make it. It's so easy.
Yeah, just tofu and then immigrant tears.
Yes, totally.
Well, that's mermaid piss, right?
It's
it's like a mermaid.
Mermaid's bathwater.
Yeah.
Ooh. Or toilet paper.
Not like a butt sensual, like just literally
that
like,
sounds like
a mermaid took a bath and like here's its bathwater. It's
that
not,
sounds like
it
a
sounds like nice, but then you're like, ugh, that's someone's dead skin water is what that
mermaid's
is.
Mermaid's bathwater.
That's mermaid broth.
It's delicious.
It is
mermaid's
delicious.
Bathwater sounds like a Stone Temple Pilot song,
mm-hmm.
B a vape flavor, or C a incense scent.
Yeah, Mermaid's Bathwater is a fucking B-track album for Linkin Park. No.
STP, dude.
Yeah, it's definitely a
Vatican gift shop album.
Mm. Perfect. That might be real.
Yeah.
that might be a thing. It's track 7.
Yeah, yeah, Mermaid's Bathwater.
Mermaid's Bathwater.
What about the Facebooks?
Facebook answers. Let's see what people have in their pantry. Cesar Portillo says, leftover Easter candy. You're not going to eat that?
Ew.
It's almost Easter again, So
you ask any kid in my neighborhood on Halloween that they get nothing but pastel Skittles and it's all Easter candy. And then when Easter comes and it's there's orange Christmas. And black on Christmas,
some Valentine's candy.
Fuck yeah.
I do still have some Halloween candy.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Eating.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Bad as sugar.
Yeah. No, fucking bad snackables go bad. The bad chocolate.
Oh, not the chocolates, the Skittles.
Chocolate's still there.
You still eat it.
Yeah. No, it's just
white.
It's best before.
It's the best part about being an adult. You buy your own Halloween candy.
That's true. Nope. Yeah, and don't give them to anybody in there.
Nobody comes down my street.
Yeah, we turn the lights off. No
one. You just buy it for yourself?
I do. I buy it for myself.
Nice. People shut
you get
in.
The good stuff, huh? Do you
peer out the window like,
do you buy yourself full candy bars?
My own candy.
No.
Still snack size?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be the house that gave full candy bars to the parents who dressed up, but I'm like, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just don't even buy it.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's like, I'm getting free candy today. So I just give away. That's when I clear my pantry out. You want to talk about
giving
the food bank
to kids?
Fuck yeah, dude. Are you kidding me?
Some kid has a can of fucking chow mein chicken.
Yeah. That's staying.
Cream of mushroom.
Yeah, totally. I was like, oh, you get extra.
You get boiled peanuts.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
It's a can. It's like candy.
It's a treat.
Snickers has peanuts in it. These are like that Snickers.
Yeah, you're halfway there, bud.
Alfred Perez says a box of Ninja Bread cookie mix and decor set I got on clearance from Walgreens after Christmas when I worked there. It expired in 2014. Yeah. I'm selling the Ninja Bread cookie shape cutters on eBay.
All right. Yeah, I'll throw in the mix while you're at it, too.
Travis K says bags of dried beans. I always say I'm going to make them, but who has the damn time? Especially when you have an infant or you have over an hour-long commute from home to work.
Yeah. You know who
has beans.
Who has just a bunch of beans in her pantry? People on WIC.
Yeah, but they'll make those beans.
No, we won't. We don't have time. We're working.
That's a good point.
Wow. Yeah, we just had a kid, and you go to the WIC office, egg, cheese, milk, bread, beans? Cereal, and beans.
Nice.
And it's not just pinto. You get lima beans or any kind of beans. And
I don't know how to make beans.
You just fucking boil them.
You boil the shit out of them. Yeah.
Slow cook.
Slow cook for a long time. Throw a piece of bacon in
But who has time for that? So they just in the pantry.
No, you put them on overnight. So that's why you have time for it. You put them overnight.
You're right.
Eat beans with everything.
House gets hot.
Beans. Dude, I want chotto beans right now.
Dude,
have you ever had the canned chotto beans from H-E-B?
Yeah, they're good.
They're fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
No joke.
Carlos Castro says green beans that expired 2 years ago.
They're still good.
Yeah, they are.
Charles Gomez's 2-year-old box of Bisquick. Yeah, that's still good.
Yeah.
There's probably stuff living in it right now.
I'm the
now.
One that's yeah. Just grab them into Bisquick.
Bisquick worms.
Ugh.
Like not rice worms, like Bisquick worms.
They're
when you still, did you see Walking Dead?
No.
Recently,
Bisquick worms are beefier.
So Maggie's pregnant, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so fucking Abraham goes up to Glenn and he goes, "When you spilled the Bisquick, did you mean to make pancakes?"
Nice.
And then later on, she's like, "Why?" His girlfriend asks him, "Why are you doing this?" He goes, "Why are dingleberries brown? Because that's the way shit is."
Yeah, that's pure gold, man.
It is.
Yeah, that guy's gonna die.
He's fucking gonna die. So
they're giving him all the zingers now.
Why dingleberries brown? Because that's the way shit is.
He's gonna die.
Speaking of crap, Greg Forrest says he's got a can of Amy's ravioli that he bought in 2012.
Amy's. Still good. Well, it's organic, so
it's
it doesn't have all the preservatives to keep it alive. Yeah, probably bad.
Andrew Aguilar
I've
says
eaten Amy's ravioli.
Andrew Aguilar says pumpkin pie flavored Pop Tarts. Yes, yes, it was seasonal, but after December I forgot. Pumpkin pie flavor. I'll eat those.
Yeah, I'll eat the fuck out of
them. They'll be super dry though. All you gotta do is just heat them in the toaster and then just dunk them in milk. Or have a nice glass of water with them.
Yeah, toaster, dude. Toaster make anything good.
Yeah.
Susan Hamilton says Reese's spread. I didn't buy it. That sounds good.
Reese's spread? Yeah, is it like that Bosch?
It's like Nutella.
Cookie butter.
It's funny that they... So peanut butter existed, then they make Reese's, which is kind of peanut butter, and now they're making Reese's spread. So it's like, I'm just fucking get peanut butter.
Or you could just get a Reese's cup and just spread it.
Gabriel Diaz says brown rice. Otherwise known as crap rice. Victoria Acevedo says black rice.
What's wrong with brown?
Brown rice
black
is
rice,
good.
AKA an effing waste of money.
Black rice. What is that? No, is it
wild
like that
rice.
Wild rice?
That's
just too tough. You gotta really fucking boil the fuck out of that
it's
rice.
It's like the beans of rice.
Yeah, you can't put that in a rice cooker. It'll fuck up your whole day. It's the beans of rice.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Isn't that a book?
The beans of rice.
Black rice.
Black rice is the beans of rice. James Wells says laundry detergent
in your pantry.
That makes sense. Yeah. Keeps forgetting he's got laundry detergent in the pantry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Marvin Lanier says tuna. Reason being, last year I was trying to get healthier and eating it every single day. Yeah. It worked great and I started to shed the weight. Then I happened to see a news story about a parasitic deep sea bugs attaching themselves to the mouths of tuna.
No.
I immediately could not bring myself to eat it again.
Or after the fucking... I was going to say, after the bumblebee tuna debacle, the poor worker that was trapped in the fucking compressor and cooked to death, poor guy.
So did they have human tuna kind of slipped out?
Well, no, but I don't think it was a bluebell situation. They had to sanitize the whole plant, and so there was no bumblebee tuna for a while because the whole plant had to go through a total shutdown. On top of the fact that a dude was baked in their fucking tuna oven, and then it's terrible. But
you should have just kept swimming, dude.
Marvin says, Marvin also says, real or not, that image haunts me whenever I think about going back to it. Thanks, Facebook.
So, yeah.
Eating that.
Exactly.
We'll bring it to our potluck.
Yeah, we'll eat that tuna.
No.
I'll eat that tuna.
Unless it's the...
it's tuna. It's a can of tuna.
In a can? Oh, but if it's those...
Can?
Is that a center cut steak?
No, it's the fucking... The sensation packs. Those are like fucking super cheap.
To you?
They're like $5 for $2 or some shit like that.
Wow, you know how much a can of tuna is?
No. I never buy that shit.
Exactly. Rich.
Buy a seasoned fucking tuna, dog.
I only eat tuna with the silver spoon. It's in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't know how much that costs because I don't ever buy it. That's for poor people.
Is that ahi grade tuna?
30 cans of that tuna for one of mine.
Yeah.
Andrew Thomas.
It's actually cheaper.
Andrew Thomas.
It's actually cheaper than the fucking canned tuna. It's the opposite.
Yeah, when you buy a store.
No, that's not how it works.
Andrew Thomas says, I got a box of Pop-Tarts. I had one 6 months ago and haven't looked at it till this question. Eat your Pop-Tarts. Are given to us.
Yeah.
Andrew, I'll give you a box of couscous for those Pop-Tarts.
That is not a good trade. His couscous is expired.
Don't do it.
It's still good. Justin Cooper says, a can of Purina One left from a previous owner. Expiration date unknown. You put a picture of it. It's Purina One.
Eat it.
He also has behind that cans of just tomato soup. Like, I'm wondering, are you going to eat those ever?
And Jif? Wow, you're rich, dude.
He's going to eat the Jif for sure. But
you open up that Purina dog chow and the dog's going to like cover its face like the movie dogs.
I'm asking him right now, are you going to eat that tomato soup? Because I don't know if he's going to eat that.
I love that. Yeah, Purina dog chow.
Oh, that's pretty gross. So that's it. And then I posted my picture of couscous.
That's beautiful.
So yes, everybody has their. I figured everybody had an answer for this. This is something that I think we all take for granted. We live in a world of abundance where we have so much food that we can leave it there for ages and ages. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, have food in our pantry.
Never goes bad.
Never goes bad.
No.
So yeah, homeless people eating healthy food in food pantries.
But you just give them money.
That's not, no.
You should just give them money.
You should just give them money.
And it's not funny.
So then they can have their own pantry.
Yeah, they could buy their own. That's funny because if you give them money, they could buy dried onions on their own volition.
Don't give the homeless people money. Give the food banks money.
And a partridge in the pantry.
Yay.
So, Jessica, even though this is your first time on Public Access, this is not the first time hearing it.
Yeah, you're no stranger to danger.
So I'm sure you're well aware that this is an educational program.
Very educational.
So we, as you know, ask our guests and ourselves, what did you come to know? In this episode, what made you come to learn something about yourself, maybe even the world? So you ponder that in that little head of yours. And we're going to go ahead and start. Jess,
mm-hmm.
What did you come to know?
I've come to know, genuinely, that couscous has an expiration date. I thought couscous does not go bad.
It's best before. It doesn't say...
It goes, but bad. I think it would eventually, you'd eventually that be weary a few years just, later.
It's not its best right now.
Right. It could be better if it was fresher.
I'm going to go buy a new box of this, make both boxes, bring it over to you.
Do the taste test, and then do a blind taste test.
Cool.
I just, well, before we do that, I'm going to Google, can you get sick from eating bad couscous?
I don't wait to find out.
I Googled that for balsamic vinegar.
I learned.
There's no way balsamic vinegar gets better with time. Aged balsamic vinegar is even better.
Turns into balsamic wine.
No, there's a weird taste to it. It's probably the bottle, but old balsamic vinegar, something that wasn't in my cabinet that hadn't run out, actually did taste super funky.
Put it in glass.
It is in glass. It's the way it came, dog.
Damn, that's weird.
Remember, I'm rich.
Damn. So that's actually what I came to know is that Jess evolved from a boy that would steal lunch
right.
from taxpayers.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I wouldn't steal.
No,
I
would did. You stole.
No, but kid wasn't going to eat it. It was just eventually the money there was going to be thrown away.
No,
it was a loophole.
Nope, you stole it. Loophole. He faked identity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? He stole his identity.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah.
Someone put money into making that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just stole it to pretend he's Batman. But he evolved into a child who stole food to a man
mm-hmm.
who is too good to buy canned tuna. And so
it's not that I'm not going to buy canned tuna.
You talk about
the pouches just
rags
taste
to
better.
Riches story. And that's Jess. But in most rags to riches story, the person changes their clothes. So,
it's rags to rags, but richer.
Yeah.
Rich rags.
Yeah, it goes.
Rags to rich rags.
Rich rags is a straight dope name.
Yeah, rich rags.
Yo, rich this rags. Is rich rags.
Rich Robin rags. Banks. Drop it down.
Robin Banks.
Yeah.
Rich rags. Coming straight at you. Paying bills.
But he's paying tuna. For them now. That's
but
right.
I am paying for
them
now, yeah.
Yeah, he went from rags... To like rags.
I've come to know that Jess hasn't evolved because he went from a small child who threw away perfectly good food to an adult
who
throws away perfectly good food.
No.
Like he's all rich.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't throw it would be perfect when it's not perfectly good if it's past the expiration date.
So he had the mindset as a child to steal from the poor and throw it away.
Throw it away.
I used it as a vessel for my imagination.
All right. Wow, man. Jess hasn't changed.
You know when the city has funds for artists? That's the same thing I was doing with those tater tots. I was funding my art at the time, and then now when I throw away food, it's fucking expired, and it's fucking
and it's
shouldn't be eaten.
No, it's best before, Jess. It's
no,
not
it's expired.
Expired.
You
it's
can give that
bad.
To the poor.
No, I don't want to give bad food to the poor people.
And he doesn't
I'm
going to
give them money.
But you don't.
He doesn't know
but
how
I
much
do.
Poor people
fucking,
food.
I give a dollar for the Shamrock for the fucking... The MDA. And then every time I go to Panda Express, they go, hey, do you want to leave the leftover change to the cripple kids or whatever? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Just take my quarter or whatever.
Yeah, man.
And also...
Yeah, give it to them on the down low main.
And I've come to know that Jess doesn't know...
Don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare. You leave that mic right there. Right.
Jess doesn't know how much poor people's foods costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does know because he stole from it.
The tuna I buy is cheaper than the canned tuna you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever.
It's cheaper.
All right, Trump.
Jessica, what did you come to know?
Well, I came to know that I would have had all these kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
If, you know, time and if I would have met Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would have been like a great-grandma by now.
Right.
Probably.
You're welcome. You know,
has Larry's mom not made the decision to go in there, tell it like it is,
right?
Tell them to get their shit straight. And they're like, you know what? We'll get our shit straight.
Larry could stay here at St. Anthony's. I probably wouldn't have my kids either. I wouldn't have my kids. You would have kids.
You'd have a pension.
I would be living with my husband. like in a real, like, yeah, come on. And I, you know, would be happy. You. Yeah, exactly. I would have.
You'd have been who you were.
Yeah. Not who I am.
But what?
But
what,
who I was.
An artist or a professional, like, what would you be doing?
To be, you know, a real husband.
But you would be in basketball. You would have been
I'd be a Spur, dude.
And would 9/11 have happened? I keep forgetting.
No, it happened.
I would have married Osama bin Laden.
No,
and he would have been happy.
I'm sad to say, guys. I think that's going to happen. No matter. I don't want it to be that way, but I think it's going to happen matter what. Dog.
Let's stop speaking ill of the dead and tell us about what's going on in Comedia Gogo.
Well, guys, look. Here's the thing. There's two truths in this world. One, you can't change the past. The pass is going to happen no matter what.
Wolverine did it already, bro.
All right?
Yeah, dude.
All right? No matter what.
Quantum leap.
We solved the theory.
Yeah, exactly. There might be small things that might happen, but the big shit's going to happen no matter what.
Yeah, you can't quantum leap a looper.
You can't sliding doors that shit. So that's truth number
one.
It's
science, bro.
It is science.
Can't quantum leap a looper, dude.
That's real.
Oh,
that's truth. Fuck. Truth number one. So truth number two would be you can't quantum leap a looper.
That's the name of the fucking podcast. Yes. You can't quantum leap a looper.
I've come to learn that now.
Yeah,
it's another one I've come to learn.
Yeah, and truth,
I've known it all along.
Yeah, you're wise beyond your years.
Man. Yeah,
I have known it all along.
We both have tears. Yeah,
cool. That's hilarious. And truth number three, you are listening to Comedia Gogo's Public Access on oneofus.net. Thanks for listening to us, guys. If you want older episodes, you're like, hey, I like that show where they quantum leap the looper or they prove that you can't do that. I want to hear old past adventures. You can go to comediagogo.com and look up Public Access on that page and get all the older episodes, which is a lot of fun. And something we didn't announce the last podcast because it didn't happen yet was that we officially hit our fundraiser goal, yes, which is one of the reasons why.
And very much part to
very part
Jessica
Brasenio.
Another
donators.
I'm rich.
Yeah, I like it. See?
That's what happens.
She buys the good tuna.
Thanks to Larry getting kicked out of your school.
Right.
You're rich enough to donate to our podcast and be on our podcast.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Nice. I make things happen.
It's so we hit our fundraiser goal, which is awesome. That means we can enter our film, get the hell out into more festivals. We can properly plan for upcoming live show night in Pinche San Antonio, along with other cool events coming up and future video sketches, and keep our website going and keep our old episodes going. Like, thanks to you guys, it is taken care of, and that is awesome, and that is amazing. We love it. So, keep on supporting. Follow us on Facebook, Comedia Agogo, and at Comedia Agogo on Twitter, and hashtag Public Access. And if you want to answer our questions, you go to Facebook, Happy Campers Facebook page, and you can be a member and answer our topics every week that we are recording. Just a heads up, we'll probably have a couple episodes ahead of this one, and we'll be radio silent for a few weeks as we perform our Night in Pinche San Antonio show in April, and then we'll be back at it. But one of the things you can look forward to is a live Public Access show coming up. Larry, tell us more about that.
Yeah, we have a full week during Fiesta Week, and so if you're in the San Antonio area, please come to the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club between April 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Guys, April 13th, I'm doing my 6th annual March of Dimes comedy show featuring past podcast guests Clepto Rodriguez, Jay Whitecotton, Aaron Cheatham, Javi Luna, and more, guys. And then that Thursday, April 14th, catch the ultimate Comedia Agogo stand-up experience with your host, Regan Arevalos, featuring myself, Larry Garza, and headlining this event, Larry and Regan comedic duo.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun, guys, to see how long we could be funny. And then the 15th and 16th, like Jess said, is our night in Pinche San Antonio. So if you've ever thought about visiting San Antonio, we highly recommend that you experience Fiesta at some point during that week, and then you'll immediately get over it and come to our show that's an anti-Fiesta show. And finally, Sunday, April 17th, we will be doing a live Public Access recording at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club. So be a happy camper with us in person. And don't forget, every Friday night at midnight is a free show at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. Catch myself or any of the other Comedia Go-Go guys or past public access guests doing stand-up comedy. And shout out to the people that have done so already. We appreciate you guys as listeners, and Jessica, we appreciate you
infinitely
being our first podcast guest sponsor.
I'm so happy to have come.
And we we appreciate you coming, and we appreciate you even more for supporting our dreams and putting Comedia Go-Go out there in the map financially, because we need that help very much.
Yay!
So listeners out there, spread the word, let them know about Comedia Go-Go, write a review, do all that good stuff, and we can't thank you enough. We love you. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll quantum leap you, loop you later.